Yeah, it's rewind time.
He hit it from the back.
Make it clap, okay?
He hit it from the back.
Molweni makhaya, angazi ukuthi lokhu ukukhuluma ngani? But hello.
Welcome to it, Mzansi. You're listening to The Rewind. I nearly said The Recap. You're listening to The Rewind. My name is Bongani Masego, the one, the only B Tenacity. I'm not alone. Hi there. Who am I with?
Hi. Hi. My name is Punza, the girl with the golden voice. Good morning.
I love it. Well, it might be evening that someone is listening. Why are you saying it's morning just because it's in a
sarcotic state?
What is it? Otherwise, how are you doing?
No, I'm good. I can't complain. And yourself?
I'm also quite good. I really, really can't complain. How's your week been thus far?
It's just been like, okay, just a lot of anxiety, but it's good. It's good. And yours?
Anxiety because of, if you're willing to share, that is.
Nothing specific. It's just like, you know, when you get overwhelmed and then you're just like, they like, what do they call it when like the imposter syndrome? When you feel like, oh my goodness, like I don't deserve this or why? Oh, you know, you just feel overwhelmed and sometimes you want to get yourself out of the opportunities. I know that's not right, but like, yeah.
I love how you say, what do they call it? The imposter syndrome. And you literally call it by what they call it.
Yes. And how have you been doing?
I'm doing quite all right. It's been quite an interesting week in terms of it feels a lot stressful. Remember last week I told you,
Yes.
This week has been just a lot more calm, a lot more relaxed. But I don't want to jinx it before it gets into the rest of the week. You know, it's only Wednesday. So it was by Nuguti. Friday is a teeny. But I'm keeping a positive attitude. Staying focused on making sure that it keeps being a good week. But going back to you and your imposter syndrome, you know, I really, really am. I know that feeling. It's the worst in the world.
Right?
Where you've been praying for something, you pray for something, you finally get it, and now you're sitting and you're thinking to yourself, am I actually really worthy to have this? That is one of the strangest phenomenons that we experience as humans. Imposter syndrome, I don't know ukuthi iqala kanjani or what, but I think it feels counterproductive because you finally get what you want.
Uh-huh.
You finally get what you've been praying for, and now you feel like, oh my goodness, maybe this should go to someone else. Maybe I'm not the right person for this. And I'm a firm believer of, if it's for you, it'll be yours, regardless of what happens, whether honestly, and this is why when we get to auditions, like just be kind and share people, give people briefs, help them with things, because if it's yours, trust me, you can help 100 people on how to sing that song. But if it's meant for you, it will come to you.
100%.
So anytime you get an opportunity, that really means it is truly meant for you.
Yeah. And the people thought of you, they thought out of all these people, like, I feel like Bongani fits this and he can do this, and we just need to get out of our heads with that. Like I always say, I don't remember what motivational speaker said this, but he says, you know what, sometimes allow yourself to, like, you know, wallow in that sorrow for just 2 minutes. Just be like a little bit, not be negative, just wallow in that, is it me or whatever, and after that just dust it off and say, you know what, this is some bullshit because I am fucking worthy of this opportunity, because what am I doing here? You know, this is what I've always wanted. Screw this. This is for me, and it's for me, and I'm taking it. Like, just give yourself, like, sometimes, I mean, people wouldn't necessarily encourage that, but, like, just a little bit of, you know, I don't know if you know Mariska, she studied Little Nakoti UT, she did drama, and then she had a status saying that she's having an imposter syndrome with all these opportunities that she's always wanted. And I know her personally, she's so hardworking. I mean, you know, it's just that she's telling herself, like, obviously our industry is also very hard because we have also how we look, how much we must weigh, if we're aging well, for us to be getting the characters we want. And then you're just feeling like, but I feel like Bongani should be getting the YFM opportunity. Why am I getting it? Or this or that. But everyone goes through that. But I feel like we can have that moment. But also, like, the positive voice must obviously overpower the and overrule that negative voice and just, you know, step it down.
You know, I wish those were your closing words, but thank you very much for that. Maybe we'll close this segment with those words.
Okay.
And let's get into Word on the Street.
Come on!
Word on the Street. Here we go again.
Word on the Street.
So Word on the Street is the segment where we ask you a couple of questions. We ask you a couple of questions and we try to find out what's happening in your headspace. And for this week, we're actually asking you a very, very, some would say deep question. I don't think it's deep. I just think it's reflective and it needs to be reflective because we need to be reflective people in this world. That's how we grow. And this week's question is, what's challenging you from achieving the best version of yourself? Bunatafa, would you like to give this one a go?
This is a very tough one. I wouldn't say what's challenging me, I feel like right now, is my environment. It's that the environment, like, you know, sometimes people just like tell you like, no, just push through it. If it's something that you want to achieve, you can go through it because, you know, it's something you want. But I was like, and I realized now that your environment really affects your workflow, your work ethic, your everything. Just like if it's not like an environment that like allows you to grow or that nurtures you or that's peaceful, whatever you may need to feel like to get to the next level of the challenge of yourself or becoming the best version of yourself. For me, it really varies. Like sometimes it could really be a good day because maybe that day mentally, I'll do the normal same routine if I prayed and I did meditation, but on this one specific day, like my mental health or my chutzpah is like on another level, then I push through whatever energy or whatever vibe or whatever I'm going through that day in my space, in my personal space. And then some days, like, I mean, I'm a morning person, so like I would ideally like love to start already 6 o'clock. Let's do this. But some days, like the energy or like my environment would really like just kick me by the ass, and maybe I'll start my day at 12. Imagine, like, and sometimes you just so I get personally so drained that it's not like maybe I'll just like lay in bed, like from like the morning. I'll just sit in bed, not doing anything, knowing that I've got things to do, but my environment is just like, I want to say sucking me dry. Then I'm just like, and then I'm like, okay. Then now I'm like, okay, I'm psyched. Maybe I'll go online and then maybe I'm inspired by other people. For me, I would also say, I know this is not the topic, but I really am easily inspired. Like, I'm not like one person to like, you know, there's other people who see other people work out and they couldn't be fazed. Like, they just be like, okay.
Yes.
I have this thing. Like, I'm just like, why don't I want it as bad as that person? Be it that it's a temporarily.
Why am I not on that grind?
Yes. Be it that it's temporary or what, but for that moment it worked. I woke up and then people are like, yeah, you know, I'm already on my third meeting, or I've already done my workout, or I've already created content and it's edited, and I'm just like, whoa, you know what I mean? So that's for me the main thing is my environment. But like, I'm thankful for my, like, I don't want to say hotspot or whatever, but it's like my strength mentally. What's the English word? My inner strength to be like, you know what, I need this, even if I can't do my top three. Only Bongani would understand what top three is. Even if I couldn't do my top three of the day, whether I accomplished one or two, but I'm glad that I actually got up to do it. So yeah, it's definitely my environment.
Yeah, well, that's quite an interesting take on it. Not many people in the responses have said their environment, but I must agree that, you know, environment does play a huge factor, not just in terms of achieving the best version of yourself, in terms of glow up, just in terms of your health as well, where you grow up, the type of institutions you have around you, the type of access to healthcare services you have around you. Those determine how healthy your life is going to be. And a lot of people like to make it seem as though it's all within, you know, all we need to do is change our mindset and that's that. But sometimes you can have the best mindset and just the environment you're in just makes it extremely difficult. And that's why these rags to riches stories are celebrated, because as much as you might think to yourself, it's really that difficult to escape in Blasini and things like that. But it actually really is. And for people to have a mindset of getting out and actually getting out and then also making something of themselves, especially well known, being well known is quite commendable. But that's quite a great one. Thank you for that one. Let's hear what some of our South Africans have to say about what's stopping them from achieving the best version of themselves.
What's challenging you from achieving the best version of yourself? I think there are multiple factors. First and foremost, I think it's the living situation, because I still live with my parents, so I'm not able to just freely come and go as I please, because I feel like opportunity is on the outside, right? You can't necessarily achieve the best version of yourself at home. Like, you need to work, and I'm not able to do that because I can't explain that to my parents. Why do I need to be out of the house every day, talking to new people, going to different places? Like, it's very restricting in that manner. Secondly, I also think my personal procrastination, because there's like a lot of stuff in my head that I'm like, okay, you need to create content, you need to do this, this, and it'll be on your way of achieving the best version of yourself. But I'm very, I'll do it. I'll do it later. Tomorrow. No, tomorrow. Next week. Well, so I procrastinate along, I think. Sorry, I procrastinate a lot, and I think that's what's holding me back, personally.
Procrastination is definitely mine. It's high on my list as well. So I definitely agree with that one. But I'm not sure if I agree with the one of you can't achieve the best version of yourself when you are at home. I don't agree with that one. But there is that sense of the environment argument you were bringing up earlier. You know?
Yes, because I agree with it in a sense of it depends what I want to do. So with her voice note, it sounds like she's restricted to be at home. So maybe like you live in a household that's like, I have a friend, like, maybe sometimes she had to be home at 4 or 5, you know? And then sometimes if you're in entertainment, or if I wanted to do journalism, or, you know, podcasting, and I ask people questions at a party or whatever, wherever I want to socialize, and I feel like I want to, like, work my way up to the top. People aren't necessarily now in our time, even before COVID, doing things in the afternoon. That's market things. That's family orientated things. So if, for instance, if there's a curfew, what do you do then? If there's, you know, like, imagine you have lights out at your house. Like, people have really different dynamics at their homes. The parents know that you studied musical theater, but you can't do vocal warm-ups in the morning. They're just like, no, please, you're making noise. And you're like, sir. You know what I mean? So, like, you feel
I'm
like when you're not
trying to make a career over here.
Exactly. Yes. So you feel like I'm not thriving here. And I wish, like, if I had, because I feel like when you're, because I've lived alone, when you've lived in your own space, you're in control of your time. I could plan all I want how tomorrow is going to end up. And then someone's going to be like, yeah, I think you must go buy groceries. And you're like, but.
And you're like, that wasn't part of my plan.
Exactly. Then that takes up however long, depending on if, for instance, if you're in Amanskraal or you're shopping here at the mall and it's end of the month, my goodness, you'll stand in some Mursa line. And then that's like half your whole morning gone. And then that's like, after that, there's like, you know, like, then you only have like 3 hours squeezed in. And then there's dinner that has to be cooked or prepared by you. You know what I mean? Because you live at home and you're at the mercy of your parents. So I feel like maybe there's like a lot of dynamics. But I also still will agree that there are people who can still thrive from home. And make the best of
definitely
the situation.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear what more South Africa has to say about achieving their best version of themselves as we continue with the show. But for now, I think let's get into some YouTube Digest.
Come on! Word on the street. Here we go again.
Word on the street.
Hey everybody! Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
So guys, it's YouTube Digest, where we talk about everything YouTube and influencer related in South Africa and probably Africa one day in the near future. When we get the time. But for now, today on YouTube Digest, I was so happy to see Vongai back on YouTube. I mean, I know she did post the video with Hlehle Luphindo before, but now there was a vlog that was very more in like personal, like with her and her friends, her showing her partner, her household, her family. And I was like, it's really nice. Like, I mean, like it was just really nice seeing her back in that. Like, obviously, I love that also in the vlog, because the vlog is like, the title is I'm Back and I'm Better. I just love that she came back and she just, you know, said like, yeah, guys, I'm back and I'm better. And I love that she didn't get into depth. You know how Americans just don't have personal, like I don't know how YouTube is that internationally, but there is never room for privacy. Like, it's just, everything is just always, yeah, you know, this is how we lost this. And this is how, what, this is how it's affecting us. I mean, for some people, if that's their market and that's what they want to do, I mean, kudos. Sometimes I won't even lie. I really do want to know more because I feel like I'm so invested in that. But sometimes because, yeah. I would say Mungai is open with her professional life, but not so much her personal life. To that extent, I was like, you know what? I get it. But I was just happy to see that she's back and she's got like a great support structure. And
But Punsa, you were the one who said, you were the one who used to say you like it when people get into that American style sort of, they give you the dirty, the everything. Like, this happened and I fought with my mom and then the mom comes on and all of those things.
Yeah. No. I definitely know that I said that, but like, that's why I said, I also to some extent love it. Like, when somebody, I'm invested in them and they like share that. But like, I feel like now, you know, I mean, we're allowed to grow and progress as people. So I think like, personally for myself, I am gearing to that level. Like, I used to love like the YouTube, let everyone must get into my life. But like, I just feel like now I want to choose which parts of myself I want to share. Because when I share more, you feel entitled to feel like you need to know more. So when I don't share, like with Vungai, for the longest time before even the pregnancy announcement, her partner was not shown. She would say her name or whatever. If you want to go out of your way like me to go find him, I did search and I saw his face. But like, yes. She said she didn't show him until when she felt like she was ready to do so. So when you do show us, like, I mean, Karabo and Zuki with even showering together, they made it our business to want to be invested more. You know what I mean? They were like in the shower together. So like, how personal do you want to do? How personal, like, did she not want us to get into? So with that, like, for instance, Vungai didn't do that. Like, it was like work, friends, professional life and my personal life glimpses. So with her, it's not like I was already like that invested because there wasn't much given. You know what I mean? I just sympathized with the situation she was going through and I cared that she's okay.
You know what I think you're touching on is the fact that, I think what I'm picking up from you is, yes, the drama is great and stuff like that, but it's always great. It's even better when someone actually takes a needed break from YouTube and focuses on what they need to focus on. And they come back and they say, okay, cool. I'm good. I'm here to go. Instead of maybe bringing all their drama onto, their channel and everything like that. I mean, I hear you. So I think I definitely agree with you in terms of maybe that's why you appreciate her coming back, because you know what she went to go take care of, you know that she went to go deal with some things that she was going through and everything like that. And now she's back and it's exciting to see this, this version of her once again. And now from what she's gone through, she's even a little bit more open. I mean, when you said she showed her man, I was thinking to myself, I don't remember seeing Vungai's man. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I don't watch her videos as much as Punsa does. So maybe he does show. But now you're making me realize that actually he didn't show. And now she's starting to open up little by little.
But can
on
I
that,
just add,
you know?
Sorry, last point is that I feel like maybe, obviously it's hard to like keep track of like the different phases we are going through as humans, as people who have commentary in the world or people who have opinions. But like, I feel like generally in the world right now, we're just not, we don't have, what do you call it? Like the sensitive detectors. Like now, back then people used to have things that they knew we can't talk about or ask people about. But now we're so insensitive with the internet because I'm doing the podcast. Therefore, someone feels like, yeah, Punsa, because you're doing that, I feel like I can ask you about, like, oh, remember, you know what I mean? I feel like now we're not sensitive anymore. Like there's just that, it's just slowly fading away with all the social media stuff. So I feel like even if we're people who have commentary or have an opinion, some things are nice to just say in the kitchen with your partner, like, hey, you know, and just keep it in there. But sometimes the people don't have to know, or it doesn't have to be put out there in the universe and things like that. Just, you know, for sensitivity's sake. Anyway, sorry, who are you watching?
So I was watching Kota Convoy with the Gentle Giants, and they had your favorite couple, one of your favorite couple, the Mehlo Makhulz, on the list on the latest episode. I don't know if you know this series of theirs that they're doing, Kota Convoy.
This is so cool. No.
So what they do, maybe we should review it. What they do is they pick up other couples, other YouTube couples, and they take them out on a kota date in their hood. Like, come tell us where your favorite kota spot is. And we will go, we eat a kota, and we chat, and then we rate the kota. We say whether what we enjoyed, what we didn't enjoy, what was good and what was not good about it, price and stuff like that, and then that's that on that. So I think it's quite a cool segment. What's very interesting is that they use both their cars. Like, they pick up the couple, but the girl gets in I forgot her name's car, and the guy gets in the guy's car, and then they've got their GoPros, and they film a conversation in the car, busy asking the couples questions about each other, like, oh, what does she not like on the kota? What must be on his kota? And you guys answer. They meet at the location, they order their kotas, they eat together, they get back into one car, give a review of the kota, and then that's that on the day. And I mean, I'm loving that so much. I like it when people, you know, when you start making a production out of your YouTube, you know, it's a production when it's in your room, but it's a whole other production when you must organize location, transport, cameras, and things like that. I must say, they've got a lot of money to be using two cars to go fetch people at the same place and drive to the same place and then drive back home.
Like, petrol in Gaga. Wow, that's a really nice concept.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. No, we should review it.
I will check it out. Very authentic to South Africa as well. Smart moves. Do you watch Toby Rose, the travel lifestyle YouTuber, influencer?
I think I've heard of her, but to say I watch her would be very difficult.
I used to watch them. I forgot their channel. She used to have a travel channel with her sister, because I think they're both in the same industry. And then now I started watching her personal YouTube channels, because I don't know a lot of, I mean, I know a lot of travel vlog and bloggers, but I don't know YouTubers who like, documented obviously on YouTube. And I was like, yo, wow, her content's really nice. Like, I just wanted to like give a shout out, because her content is nice, it's crisp, it's consistent, and the girl works. And I was just like, Sabo, well, being a travel YouTuber, because I mean, this is aligned with my brand. I just want to be sleeping in a hotel and reviewing it. I've got a big mouth, and I mean, you know, it can't be that difficult. So maybe, you never know.
And take pictures as well. Like, take your outfits and go take pictures there. Like, not just reviewing it for them, but also like building your portfolio, having all of these location shoots. That's a popular Instagram, I tell you.
I just might. You know what I mean? So, Sizabona, if I can afford to do hotels and things myself in the near future, I will start, you know, just doing that thing, introducing it. Hi, Bongani, we know we can take over. This is South Africa. This is the land of the free. Everyone gets to do whatever the fuck they want. So, hello, you know? You know what I mean? Oh my goodness, I'm done on YouTube. Those are the people I've been watching. I did watch Sipo Snaps, but it was just Bella him ranting about everything that's been happening in the country. I mean, I'm just happy he's back, you know me and Sipo, well, Muchi for the baby. Sorry.
And the baby, there's only one baby, ne? There's only one baby. There's a baby with a golden voice that is Mucha's baby.
It'll be so embarrassing if you listen to this podcast and be like, eh, this gal. Anyway, did you watch anyone else?
Yes. So Z Online had a video with C where they're like going around checking restaurants out. I also love it. You know, I really, really do love it. And I'm realizing a part of me was just like, but wait, can everyone afford this? And then I thought to myself, you know, fuck it. If you can't, you can't. If you can, you can. And probably that's a mindset that, you know what? I know that I'm speaking to people who are probably students, who are probably, just getting into the working space and stuff like that. So maybe her audiences don't have that much money to be, and I go to enjoy like Abby, if you are her audience. I'm also her audience. But I was just like, does everyone in her audience have the money to be going to these places? I mean, 85 rand a starter.
Right?
My goodness. 65 rand just the juice and juice. My goodness. But I, no alcohol. Imagine. But I was just like, you know what? There's those who can afford it who are watching her, and they will go, and they will go for the experience. But I, once again, I'm loving this production. Let's push it outside of our rooms. Let's push it outside of our spaces, and let's go infiltrate into the world and really make our YouTube channels like a channel with series and segments and things like that, that people can come and binge on and just enjoy the production that I'm giving them, you know? Oh, well.
I love that segment. And Zex Online, for me, I feel like is a YouTuber in the country who is deserving of 100K subscribers, but that time will come. She's so consistent. Her personality is so lit. But I also love that she used this, because if you watch her vlogs, these people are always eating out. There isn't a time when Zex Online is like, if I'm watching a vlog, she's not in Bali eating or with snacks, cine. So like she was like, you know what? I'm always eating out with these people. Yeah. Why aren't I making money from this? So every time I'm taking out a 1.5 to go eat, I'll get it back even with more, have it by Bizani. When you're just like, let me use this time that I'm always going out with making more money. She's a smart girl. And I mean, so she's not losing because they're always eating out. But also sometimes I've seen that sometimes I will perceive a place from the outside and assume, who, I can't afford it because of the aesthetics. But when somebody like ZX Online is reviewing shows and you're like, it's actually not that bad. I mean, like on a good day, if I'm out there with the mans, I mean, I cannot definitely afford that because I ain't paying for the bill. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's like really nice. It's really nice. Like for me, I think it's really, really nice. That, I mean, she's doing something like that. I mean, and I really love ZX Online. She's the most consistent girl, and I just wish her growth. And that's on period.
Yes, that is very true. Just one last one. I also watched, who's this? Crystal's video. She says she doesn't have a boyfriend anymore. And what you call this? Was it Sibumbanza? Sibumbanza, the Mbanza's on the scariest date ever. And man, I'm just feeling very clickbaity, because when I watched that video of Crystal saying she doesn't have a boyfriend, she was just doing the lyric challenge on her boyfriend, you know? The bands are speaking about the scariest date ever. They were just promoting a Netflix show. And I really thought, like, this is like serious, like,
yes.
As the topic suggests. But once you're watching the video, you're just like, oh fuck, that's fucking clickbait, and they fucking got me. So that's kind of annoying, but hey, each to his own, you know?
Askies, sorry.
Check out our YouTube page, The Rewind SA, for even more content.
So for today's deep digest, we're going to be talking about influencer beef, but we're not going to focus just on the beef and the messy side of things, but we're also going to celebrate the lovely influencers that are just like, have really great friendships, that are inspiring, that are successful, that are melanated, and you know, all the good stuff. Okay, this one
I love
is
the
really...
melanated. I love the melanated stuff.
Yes, I also love it. I'm here for that content. But number one, let's get into the beef yeti influencers. Owami, if you guys know Owami, she's like our gossip guru, if I can say. Correct me if I'm wrong. On YouTube,
she's built an empire with this.
You know, okay, boom, K, and she's really doing a good work.
Shmoo-boo.
So, she's like really, I won't lie, like, I mean, on the, I don't know, like, okay, I don't consume her content that much, but she's really, it looks like she's doing like a really good job with doing this whole gossip thing. And I've watched I will say
I do consume her content. Can I actually tell you? I started consuming her content and then I stopped. Then Usi started picking up and watching the content every now and then. And then she's like, So I'm like, hey, ngathi nje uthando owami lamalanga. She's like, no, it's you. I'm like, hey, but mina lo mama ngamiyeka, lo sithi ngamiyeka. Wena nje ngoba songena kuye manje, mina ngamiyeka. But now we're both, every now and then, it depends on the title of the video, it calls us in and we're just like, oh, 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 and we go watch what's going on. Yeah, but you were saying you've seen a couple of her videos.
Yes, I have. And I mean, obviously, I see how she goes and talks about gossiping and whatever. And obviously, like, I want to repeat this and reiterate this. In South Africa, we get into the habit of saying that we want Hollywood. So, like, we will emulate everything that happens everywhere internationally but the gossip. It's almost like we're so sensitive. Like, they want the limelight. If paparazzi was a thing, that would happen. You know, no. But do not write anything about me on the tabloids. Do not make a gossip channel. Because I'm giving a backstory because I remember your Pearl 2 season name were like, is the unemployment rate is so bad in the country that somebody's going to go online and talk about people's lives? And I'm just like, guys, I mean, I get it. I get, like, peace, love, and happiness and all that fake deep stuff that everyone's going for, like, putting quotes that, oh, yeah, because they're talking about me, that means they've got less than wada. Oh, I mean, like, in the beginning, it looked like, hey, this lady, Shem. But like, she's really done something for herself. Like, this thing that she does she is really a lot has. Of work. Have you seen sometimes she can drop like over 7 videos in a day? You know,
dude, she costume change, no one edit. Batch, no one batch records and edit like she does. And what's crazy about her batch recording and editing is that it's not weekly videos; it's daily videos. She is sitting down today. And she is recording videos for tomorrow so that when people wake up in the morning from 8 till about 12, there are videos dropping on her channel and people get to watch those videos. And that is a lot of work.
Exactly. And the only difference is that it's like, was it the Real Gabosa that we had on SABC 1 where they, you know, were telling us info, but they weren't going as deep or as gruesome as the people want. Like right now I'm watching The Crown and I'm like, the paparazzi in the UK is freaking insane. The newspaper's there. Oh my God.
It's crazy, but you want to look up to it, but also there's a sense of fear behind it because we've seen 100%. What it has done to those people that side, you know?
Yes, 100%. Like, I definitely agree with that. But I'm just saying, let's not say we want what Hollywood or what other countries have based on fame and then say, okay, yeah, but we don't want this section. Like, obviously, if you're a public figure, people want to talk and whatever. And I mean, I don't necessarily agree with people bashing or whatever, but if this is a hustle, if this is what she puts bread on the table with, like, I'm down for Owamis, you know what I mean? Hustle. So, but particularly...
So who did she have beef with?
She had beef with Lerato Kanyahu. But I want to specify before with this Lerato Kanyahu. Remember there was a time DJ Zintle pulled to Lerato Kanyahu were like in a little scheme, Nyana.
Yes.
But I don't know why with her gossip stuff, I don't consume her content that much. But like, when is DJ Zintle Paul Tusi Lil Lerato Kanyahu? I don't know about Bongani. She goes in, hey? With them specifically.
Yeah, I mean, when I said I consume her content, I don't mean like every video I watch, but there was a certain, and this is something I wanted to bring up, is that with Lerato, I did notice that there is, and even now, if you go watch any video she uploads about Lerato, there is some sort of an attitude, a way that she has. Yay. I think even with Bonang as well, she, I'm not sure if she loves or doesn't love Bonang, but she like literally just talks about her because her audiences want to hear about it. But I don't think she's a fan of Bonang, you know?
Yes, she's really is not a fan even of the people. But I'm just saying, I don't mind her doing the delivery. But like, how when she speaks with YouTubers, she speaks it with very respect. She has a lot of respect and she doesn't want to, you know, have things blurred. Like, so she's saying, hey, Mang Mang did this from your YouTube space. She doesn't just, you know, talk around her mouth because maybe because that's her community. But I'm like, I'm saying she can just be able to deliver the news without... like having personal feelings for both DJ Zintle and Lerato Kanyahu. Do you want to tell us what the beef was about?
So, Owami uploaded a video and the title of the video said, rest in peace, Lerato Kanyahu. To which Lerato did not, Yamazo LKG, she did not like that. I mean, who would actually? It's not even a matter of Yamazo LKG. Especially because, she was not dead.
So Lerato basically tweeted her and said, listen, babes, you better remove this, take this down, change this title, whatever you need to do before I send lawyers through to come and handle the situation, you know, get it handled. And Owami then changed the name of the video. I think she changed the name of the video. And she apologized. And she says, I'd like to give Lerato Kanyako a public apology, as I do feel that the thumbnail and the heading were misleading to the actual contents of the video.
Clickbait.
When I put the end, when I put the end quotes, I think that's what they are called, I thought that people would see that it wasn't me that said those words, but it was said by someone else, who in this case was Skolopad. However, they are easy to miss and people can get the wrong idea. So I am sorry. I love the fact that she did apologize.
Yeah.
But ever since, and this happened in 2018. Ever since, I don't think they've been okay. Anytime Owami speaks about Lerato, she doesn't, she just like, is like, listen, I'm talking about her because she's a topic and this is all I have to say and that's it, full stop, type of very, very matter of fact, you know?
Yeah. I also went tone to that, that Lerato Kanyao content, I did feel bad to some sense. Like, you know how you're saying that to some level there must be sensitivity? Because I was just like, no, man, this is so tiring. Like, I mean, I'd feel so tired if somebody is just speaking about me all the time and just bashing me. And also, this is what's so messed up with having fans. Like, you could have literally a million people say they love you, and there's just a whammy lady who just keeps, you know, wanting to find the worst thing.
Keeps on.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, that it couldn't be easy. Like, and I don't think she liked it, hey? Like, it felt like Lerato felt like she was being bullied. But hey, job.
I do think so. I do think that's what she felt. But kudos to her for sticking up for herself and standing up for herself, you know?
No, standard. K-Republic and Kia Moko. So these ladies, like when we started the podcast, like I used to follow them and I used to like that they were friends, like doing their thing. So like they were studying at Vega. I think the one in in the north, and they're like besties. Mm-hmm. Like, they, you know, when you're like bestie, we're recording videos together, we're doing collabs. If I'm in this vlog, this person is in that vlog, blah, 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 what. And I was just like, I was like, you know what? This is like really a nice bromance, like everything.
Oh, Punta loved them.
Punta, you know, I really did. Because I love how they used to add each other up. Like, I love friends like that. I was just like, oh, I don't know, it's these friends. Like, literally, you know, that thing. And then, the blow from Onse Yamel, like, you can see. And these things are, but I mean, I love that they handled it very professionally. Like, I like content like that. Obviously, people can read. Like, they were.
What do you mean they handled it professionally?
Okay, not professionally in a sense, Yahore. They went down and said, because if they gave that thing, Yahore, we're going to create a video and talk about why we're not friends, or mang manglin na arasal di chomi, it gives more fuel to that thing, Yahore, we're going to discuss it.
Yeah.
And then the way they went about it, and everyone went their separate ways, whatever closed doors, whatever happened in their closed doors, it happened. So whatever transpired, they had the conversations. Clearly, this relationship was beyond repair, I am assuming, because, I mean, we're not seeing anything. And I follow their social lives. They're in completely different circles and living different lives, right? And then, you know, this one's thriving. This one is doing Miss South Africa over in. This one's thriving on YouTube. And then K-Republic mentioned that she dropped out. You know what I mean? Clearly, maybe her YouTube career was going well. But nothing. Boom, bam. And that video, Yabo Defining, was the last one I saw. Remember the one where they do commentary?
Yes, in 2020. But you know what's very interesting about that is that that is the last video they were in together, but from someone else, organized by someone else. The last video where they featured on each other's channels was in 2019. So I do agree with you that something did go off, and they did handle it behind the doors. Behind the scenes, and they seem to be very civil with one another. Like, you wouldn't pick up anything in that video with Defining or anything
like
that.
Do you think, but what if it was recorded while they were still friends? Is there a possibility?
Oh yeah, that's also very true. That is very true.
Because there's a lot
of
backlog of content. Yeah.
Yes.
With Defining, like, you watch a story, but the video comes in like 3 months later.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, no, they were still friends, because I remember watching a vlog of them saying they're going to Defining.
Mm.
if I remember correctly. So yeah, because I mean, I would honestly be honest with, like, I'm like, you know what, Dennis, I don't think I want to do this video with Bongani because our energy is not like, so yeah, I can't do it because sometimes you can't fake energy. I struggle with energy. Like, and also those things you can see online. Like, you know, when someone's good, they're good, and when they're not good, they're not. But I like that, you know what, even when I watch them separately, they look like, because even if like someone, I consume their content and I loved it, but like maybe didn't work out, and you can see how different their lives are and their life choices and what they want to do with their life socially and professionally. You can see everyone seems happy in their current state. So I'm happy for them.
And it is
obvious that they're not friends because it is clear.
But I must say, yeah, just in terms of them not putting it on blast and making it a whole drama and everything, do you think one of them is going to actually speak out about it one day?
No.
Even like in an interview when someone just says, hi, can you just tell us what happened between you and Kia, or no, what happened between you and Tay?
I think they would say something that's very like, oh no, man, you know how we had to go our separate ways, or we grew apart, or something along the lines of, you know, we grow and people change.
We were brought together by school and she dropped out of school and
I dropped out of school. They won't even get into that detail. They'll get into that fake deep thing of saying, when you want to,
I wish her all the best.
Yes, I wish her all the best, but we're not a perfect fit, but in a nice way. You know what I mean?
She's not aligning with the brand. She wasn't aligning with the brand. That's the nice way nowadays.
Yay. So this one I want us to narrate together. This, you didn't see this on Twitter in December, right?
No, I didn't see it.
Kana wena Bongani, you live your best retired life. Naledi and Kayams.
I'm already living like I don't need to stay at the socials and stay up to date for.
No, but I love it for you. Like, it's peaceful. I'm sure your skin is popping and you don't have that one pimple.
Facts only. Yes, Naledi.
Naledi and Kayom. So Naledi, if you guys don't know her, she's also a YouTuber here in South Africa. I want to say that she came in like in the industry of YouTube a little off the Bobo Kayom's, right? From what I've seen. And she's very like outspoken. Like, she speaks her mind. She's like out there. She's in your face. She's from the East Rand. Like, she's very yay. Like, she's, I'm scared of her. I won't lie. Like, I'm scared of her. Like, I mean, I'll never throw first.
Who are you scared of?
Naledi.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not one to throw first. I've never been in a physical fight. But, like, I know that I can, like, you know, interacting with people and having, like, a, you know, give and take, I can do. But with her, like, she looks like she can eat you up. Like, she don't play. Like, whatever, if she's going to speak or whatever. That's my perception of her when I watch her videos and I listen to her story times, because all her stories are, like, she's ready to rock. You know what I mean? She likes doing, like, seafood boil and talking about her life. I mean, she's really entertaining. But like I don't really watch her videos like that much. Like, I watch more of Kayom.
Neither do I.
Yeah. So Kayom is a beauty influencer in South Africa. She's doing very well. She's one of the most consistent honeys in the country. Like, if not the only one.
She works the stupid. Yes.
She works.
Huh? She works.
No ways. This girl works. Like, and I'm just like, girl, please, you're stressing me out. So, and she's so deserving. Like, for me, her career, I mean, always has always been good, consistent. But when she did that, was it 30 day, or 10 day, 7 days or 21 days beats by K, something along the lines, when it started during lockdown, I feel like her following, her YouTube, everything went, you know, through the roof. So both the ladies, to give context, Barata Habli, if you watch their stories, Barata Habli, but I know Kay because I watch her content properly. Like, she will smoke Habli. Bongani, Monday to Monday, anytime she will smoke Habli. Like, she really loves Habli, ne? So the two got into a little fight. Kugai, Kuzone 6.
Kuzone 6 in Soweto.
Do you think they weren't friends, right?
No, it doesn't seem like they were friends, but they knew of each other due to being colleagues in the YouTube space, you know? Snama colleague for YouTube.
But that's what I don't understand about the Joburg space. So, like, how would I even end up being in a fight? Okay, fine. Even if we knew mutual people at some place, nah, so we're at zone six and we know mutual people and we sit at the same table and we're smoking heavily, right? That's what happened, right?
They're sitting at the same table. They're at a major leagues party at zone six in Soweto. They're sitting at the same table. I was drinking a Savannah. That's why I didn't respond quickly.
Yeah.
they were sitting at the same table and Naledi says, okay, I'm Zungatinje. CEO over the Habli. She's hoarding it.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want to let it go. The owners of the place, not the owners of the place, but the workers, they are trying to change it and she's still guarding it and shit like that, you know?
Like, I won't lie. She loves it. Bongani, I don't know how to, she loves Habli. Anything but
why doesn't she? Why doesn't she just travel with her own hubby then? If that's the case,
some places, if there's an event, you can't.
I'm wondering why she didn't
order her own one because she can afford it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, especially because she came with her own group of friends as well. You know, but the Apples, the X Online, and them were there as well. You know.
And I remember they were like getting close after that scandal. They weren't as close. I'm just saying.
Oh, hectic.
No, from the picture, from social media. I won't lie, from social media, they were doing dinners and whatever. And then after this fight broke off, it wasn't as...
Z was just like, no.
She don't like drama like that. Z doesn't like drama. So I feel like maybe after that happened. Sorry, yes, you were saying?
Yes. So then I don't know what happened, but it just seemed like K-Arms got annoyed at Naledi. And she now starts asking for people to kick Naledi out. So incidentally, she goes to the guy who invited Naledi and got Naledi a table and says, please kick Naledi out. Naledi, that guy's like, after I've organized the table for it. Then K-Arms goes to Major League themselves and says, please.
Was she lit or what? Like, that is just not a normal thing to do though.
She must have been lit off of the alcohol and the hubbly as well.
You know, high there in the sky. But like, no, I mean, like, also like, that wasn't going to work. That's why she didn't even go approach Naledi.
How's that
going
to work? Exactly.
Naledi was not. Exactly. Like, already, that's why even her response was just like, ma'am, please. I beg. I'm not here.
Like how?
I
mean,
After
that, get this. After that, Naledi asked for K-Yams to be kicked out. I think ubuze umuntu oyiwan angazi ubani if begu lo muntu lo organize litafula or if it was Major League themselves. Marangati ucele umuntu oyiwan bamu escort out K-Yams. Talk about a power move. Talk about power play. Like, you thought you were going to get me kicked out of this party.
Honey,
I'm going to get your ass kicked out of Shpubu.
Yes, because I won't lie. Like, you know, sometimes there's people who've got like a following and are popular online, and there's people who've got like street cred.
Yes, exactly.
She's for, I don't want to say the street because that's not a nice term apparently. Like, but she's well known in the streets and people know her. So she's like more physically. It's long time I'm saying it. But like in the streets, people are like know her better than K-Yams because K-Yams like, she goes out, but I don't think she goes out to things where you interact with people like Zone 16. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when the boys, she knows cool people. K-Yams too, but like her setting with her friends are very like, the ladies' ones are bougie, but that K-Yams, they, good afternoon, ma'am. Can I have my hubbly, the Egyptian one? Oh, yes, thank you, ma'am. Like when I look at her stories, if I would, from just looking from the outside in. But the drama happened when she's on her Uber home, Bongani.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah.
Worst mistake you can make. You know, when people go live to go vent, that is one of the worst things you can do. Guys, no matter what you're going through, you go live, or your vent, I go live.
Yes. And that's when things went south because you know that she was really lit. Because, I mean, from her work ethic and everything, K-Arms is not that person. Like, for her, maybe even in the morning, she felt like, this is so unprofessional and whatever. But like, she was really, really, really lit. And also, did she go to this party without friends? Did K-Arms go without friends? Or she did go to ZX and Live, so she didn't go back home, Libona?
Maybe, or when they left and she was acting up in the Uber, they were just quiet, you know, just quiet on their phones and just...
No, but you know, it's that lit, and you're going live. I'll be on some. Yeah, see, like, let's go and try, like, Abby Bongani, please just tell them what happened. Did you see when she pulled me? Did you see?
Because there's an
audience, and funny drama, so I want somebody to share it and agree and say that this behavior of mine is good. So I would assume, like, but no, ZX Online looks like they, like, if they want to, they're here to have a good time, they have to have a good time. So they're not here for, like, repeat a drama, I'm sorry, we're not a sal. I would assume. They look like... they won't betray you, but they were going to have fun. One thing about them, they will have fun. So she goes live and she does everything. And then the next day, it's a back and forth, you know. I am this. Also, like Lena, she was being very like, Kila bana motho tempela. What is ho tempela ka Zulu? Why is it king?
Actually, like, is that what you're saying?
You know, ho jayela, but you know, like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm this. And you know, I'm so this, but like this girl, this like basically it was for me when I woke up the next day and I saw that it was like out of character for K. I felt the K I follow. I was like, no, that is very out of character. But I love that she quickly
apologized. That's what a lot of people were saying. Once they saw the live, they were like, hey Batung sis, you tried to get her kicked out twice. Who do you think you are? Like, we thought you were this cool person that's just nice and humbled and chilled. But Ngatinje, all of this is getting to your head. All of these numbers are getting to your head. This is not who we thought you were. Which is basically what you're saying right now, you know?
Mm. Like, I didn't think of her. But like, I was like, the next day, then when she apologized, then I was cringing. And I was like, oh, like, that's what I hate about alcohol. It'll make you do things. Then I just like ziamangas, and then the next day you're shook. You're like, what the hell? You know that when you wake up, you know, like you went drunk, like to a point where you don't remember everything you did. But when you wake up, you're like, God, yes. I had a dream. Please don't tell me. Yo, Benini will drop me. What is happening? You know what I mean? Then she apologized and everything. Also, obviously, my lady also went back and forth on with her Twitter audiences, telling people what happened. She's one thing about her, she will narrate a story, be it on Twitter or on her channel, she will do it. But I love she apologized and then maybe she took time off and swiftly moved along. I think her tactic is also like one of those, like, I will kill you with success. Not necessarily to Naledi, but like if she's done something like that, she's like, you know what, I need to come back stronger and be better.
Yeah.
She did apologize and say it out of her character and yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was quite interesting, especially because there was videos and things like that, you know.
Yo, okay, I'm just complaining so American, which Naledi
took a snap of her and it really did, but it was entertaining as well. I really won't lie. A lot of people were just like, no, we shouldn't, they shouldn't be doing this to one another, they're supposed to be supporting each other, and a lot of people, just like I am, were disappointed to find out this is all over Hubli. Are you serious? Hubli?
Yeah, honestly? Even me, I was like, yo, I'd be mad if somebody stole my collaboration. The biggest collaboration for YouTube, you know?
They were talking about collaborating that night, Punta, when they met each other and they saw each other. They were talking about, oh, we got to shoot some shit. And Kay Yams apparently was even like, and this is all related, was even like, and I don't have content coming up this week. We should work together. We should shoot something. Kanti, Stororo, Bazolwa.
A big story will drop.
That's what's gonna drop, not a video, a story.
So, Troy Shepherd versus South Africa.
Oh, this one.
How do you feel about little... his general content?
So, I'm not a TikToker.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I'm not too familiar with his content. I used to like it when he first burst on the scene. I thought it was somewhat a male interpretation of like what Coconut Kells was doing, but from
a younger generation
and also from a boy in an African school perspective type of vibe, you know, like something like that. So I really, when I first saw his content, some of the videos, I liked them and I thought, oh, he's pretty cool. I actually even went to go follow him on Instagram. But I'm not one who consumes his content on a daily basis. That being said, I wasn't one who was, turned off by his content. It wasn't, I didn't hate it, but it also wasn't my favorite thing, you know? So that's a good spot. That's a good spot to sit at.
Yeah, no, that's, it's not bad at all. Like, it's like, for me, I followed him on our
page. For you? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I followed him on our page because I was like, he is very consistent and he posted a lot and everything. And I was just like, you know, I love a good laugh, but I don't want it like every second video on my page. Uzongeli data. And I mean, if I want to laugh, I know I can go to your page and look for whatever is relevant for me. And then I will laugh. That was the relationship I had with Troy. Then Troy went on to be like really...
Thanks for coming out with that.
Yeah. A really big somebody. Like not only on TikTok, and went on to Instagram, then he's on YouTube. And if you see his YouTube content, he really creates content like American vibe, like tasting all the burgers in... Oh, I still can't wait to do that. Like tasting all the burgers, like our fast food joints or the really bougie joints or fries or all the wings, whatever, you know? And he did like YouTube style where... American YouTube style, you know, when they just taste one wing. And they're like, oh, I don't like this, and put it aside. And I'm like, excuse me.
What? Are you for real?
Yes, he will taste it and be like, oh, maybe just like a bite. Or sometimes like, oh, this is not nice. Pick it out or whatever. Taste burgers. Like, oh, I don't like this. Put this aside. It'll be like gang. Imagine KFC. All of them, all our fast food joints, buying all the burgers. Like, it's really, it's nice to see because it's like very like American. Maybe because I like mukbang. So I was like, oh, this is nice. But then, yeah,
it's like, because you like mukbangs.
Yeah, that's why. But then his videos became for me as I was watching them, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like sometimes I believe in creativity. We do need to take breaks to like really go back to the drawing board, because I would imagine when we start things, like we're just like, oh, we're doing the rewind, and we just hope it like really gets to the level that it is or gets big. But sometimes you really downplay how big God can make something, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's when you're like, okay, I've got all this content and I've got all this audience and they like this, but like I don't want to lose myself, let me also take a break. But like, you don't slack in a sense, you know, when you take a break, a time off, and then you come back, somebody's replaced you. And that's also the business of TikTok or social media as well, because when you sleep, somebody's always going to replace you. There's always going to be someone. But like for me, his content got tired for me. Maybe because I'm older than him, I'm not in high school anymore, but still nothing for me has changed in a sense of like if you went to private or government or whatever, what happens there or whatever. But like some of it like got tired, like how kids who what I do this. Maybe his accent also got annoying for me. I don't know. But then maybe this one, this video that we saw, in the video essentially, like, you know, when he does his skits, he'll be like, five people in your maths class, the one who does this, the one who does this. And then he's like, he makes an example of like what did he say? He said something about like women in the how they complain about men, like the men are trash thing.
Yes, so he was basically saying things that women say and do that annoy him. And he basically came for feminists in that whole video.
Yes, like,
He spoke about feminists. He said when women say men are trash, but continue to then be thankful that they've got a single parent who's a dad in their lives and call their moms the B word. Then another example he gave was... women who complain about men who open doors for them when you as a guy are genuinely trying to be nice and you open a door for a woman and she starts saying things like, oh, what, you think I'm weak? You think I can't open a door for myself? He says those are some of the things that he hates that women do. But it all seemed to come for feminists and women asserting their rights and women asserting themselves. And it seems like those are things that annoy him that women do.
I feel like also the tone of the video also. Like maybe if he wanted to be, I don't know, nothing about that video could be, for me personally, be funny. Unless maybe he did, I don't know what. But the tone of it like made it seem like, you know how people would describe women and make you sound like you're nagging, but just like it's not nagging because I've told you before, do not touch me. And then if I'm going to repeat it, it sounds irritating to men or people who want to oppress women. So I didn't like his tone, like, 10 things I like about a woman. Yeah, when they say, don't open the... And I'm just like, it was so disrespectful. It was so demeaning. Nothing about that video was right. And that's what stresses me about... about like when you get to the top and like, do we get to a point where we find people who manage us? Like, and help us and give us direction, because TikTok is very easy, especially the content he does. All he has to do is think about, oh, let me think of four things that make a South African hobo. There's the four types of hobos. The one who do with the one with the board, wada, wada, wada. And sometimes he has to reenact it, or sometimes he can just speak and just like, he doesn't even have to use props. He'll just have to like sit by his phone, and it's too easy. And that's why maybe on that day, he's just like, yo, I'm really bored. And also we live in a woman where, in a country where women complain every day about men, and you thought that was the perfect video to do.
He starts with the men are trash one. The nerve. He starts with the exactly. men are trash
I
one.
I was like, man, no, I don't know. Like, I feel like somebody should have just taken his phone away. In a country specifically where every day, and then you're gonna, I feel like some conversations, even if you don't believe in the movement or you don't feel you're that person, or you're one of those men who are like, I'm not trash, keep it, have a conversation with your brothers or your family, but don't put it online now to add more fuel to this, I'm not trash men, but you guys are not doing anything about it, because clearly you're trash for you to be so insensitive to what generally happens in your country. I was like really so upset. I won't lie.
That, I mean, I don't blame you. That is an upsetting video. And he just said something. Once people started saying to him, dude, this is quite misogynistic, he quickly took it down, replaced it with a different video, and was just like, my bad type of vibe. I forgot what his apology was, but it was very,
I watched the snippet of it, because one thing about that page, there was a page, the page that posts South African content, like for women and everything, or people in the country, like to raise awareness. They took that video and obviously edited it and made it like, and amplified it to what he was saying. They're like, oh, so are you saying? And obviously it made things even worse. And then he's like, now, obviously that video took things out of context. Like, I really didn't mean it like that, blah, 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 blah. Even the apology itself was almost like, because they edited the video, and because the whole idea of that edit on the video is that what they did is like, maybe he's like, yeah, men are not trash. Oh, women, wada, wada, wada. And then put a scenario of something that's already happened in the country. Oh, this. And then they'll take a video and put a, you know, the video, actually the page is Keep the Energy. Passed on.
Yes.
So like that page did and took all the videos of women complaining what he's saying we're doing. And then it just made it even worse, because if that's the video that even circulated the most in the one, his original video. You know what I mean? So in light of our lost episode,
I need to see this video.
Yeah. I'll it's on that page. Keep the same energy. That page.
Okay.
But in light of what we discussed on our last episode about like cancel culture and whatever, do you think the page called him out? I think it, because I don't think he was cancelled. His numbers are still the same.
No, I don't think he's cancelled.
Yes. Is it because he's a kid?
I don't think he's cancelled. Yeah, I think it's because he's a kid and he's being called out. He was called out. I don't think he was cancelled. I think he was called out. But I do think it is because he is a kid.
And it was just a very, I mean, if he's dad, I mean, obviously when I watch some of the videos, I can see that the dad is obviously informed with what the son is and how popular he is. And obviously maybe he might have come across, because you know, sometimes parents, when they find out like this weird thing that you're making money out of and they understand, they're like going to be glued onto the internet and make sure that obviously you're protected, but to also gain understanding of what you do. The dad must have seen it, because how is this young boy who's not even 21 yet having all these ideas about women and speaking about women in that light? That is problematic. And
so wait, are you saying his dad dealt with it, or what are you saying about the father? Sorry, I'm not understanding.
I'm hoping because his dad is involved.
How did you catch that the father is, oh, he's involved in?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The father, like in the videos, if you watch his videos, I said his father, you can see he's like, sometimes they prank the dad or do some little videos with him. Like, it's not a lot of videos. And I'm saying because the father is aware of what the son does. As a natural parent, he was a minor. Obviously, now he's in varsity. I think it's his second year now. The father is involved. And parents who are like not of this generation or understand technology, once they find out that you're doing something that's making money off of the internet, they take it upon themselves to go do research. Oh, who's my son? What is he doing? Is he protected on the internet? You know what I mean? So with this coming out, I'm sure it must have come across him. I hope across the father's, you know, socials or whatever. And maybe they must have discussed it because it was a pretty big thing. Because he went off for a while after that video went viral. He went off, like, he wasn't posting as consistent. No, he actually wasn't posting for a while. I'd say 2 weeks max. The dad would know because obviously he must discuss it. Hey, guys, if there were, you know, there were rumors about this. It's upsetting that somebody that young has a mentality like that. To be like, oh, yeah, women just want to whine. Women just want to do this or whatever. Like, it's quite sad.
Yeah. I mean, that was very disappointing. And I hope he really did learn from that video.
He definitely did. I hope.
Yeah, I was about to say okulume naye or what, because their confidence shame is through the roof.
He learned because he learned his lesson because he knows that South Africa, they don't play. They will take away that platform. They'll be like, tabula. So this one, I mean, it's not like lengthy, but I was curious the same way with Kia Moko and K Republic. Sinovuyo and Yol's channel, when they had started their channels and they were still in corporate and doing their jobs, I used to see a lot of features of them together.
Yeah, they used to be with each other quite a lot.
Yes, they used to do videos together, and you could see that like, it was a very close relationship. I don't know if it was all together with Kopano and Bumi, but like you can see that, like, for me, from observing, maybe from watching, maybe I read too much into these things when I watch the stories. But like you can see that maybe Bumi would be doing something with Sinovuyo, and then I mean they're not as close though. I won't even lie, like they're not even as close as they used to be. Like I could see sometimes maybe yours will tag Sinovuyo on a, like a video or something, and you know sometimes if your friend tags you or someone you're very close to tags you, you'll be adding on something like, you know, girl, whatever. Sinovuyo will just repost the post.
Does she not do that anymore?
No, she just reposts it. Like it's a current thing. Like you can see, like maybe yours will say, oh, I really love these dukes from Love Kings, blah blah blah, or maybe mention something business related that maybe Sinovuyo does. You know, you're always like giving motivation and business talks and things like that. And maybe sometimes she'll tag Sinovuyo, and then Sinovuyo will just repost it, but it wouldn't be like added information from the posts I've seen.
Hectic.
And I was just like, maybe I read into things. Maybe I'm sensitive because I'll just be like, oh, Bungani, you're just going to repost. You're not going to say, yeah, you know, I've been doing that business. I think
you're being a little too sensitive, though.
I think you are.
Like, sometimes just retweeting is enough, you know?
Retweet and repost is different. Okay, maybe, okay, no, I'm like, I am sensitive. In that light, I am. But generally with them, it's not like necessarily beef, but it's just like I'm curious. Like these people never, like they were very close. But like, you know, people
they
always say.
For me, it's just the fact that they don't feature in each other's videos anymore. Like, I understand the retweeting and stuff like that can be just a facade to be like, yo, sis, I still support you, whatever type of vibe. But like the energy is still good. But the mere fact that they don't feature in each other's videos when they have even more time now to feature in each other's
more
videos.
More time,
well,
and
I'd
they're
like
really
believe.
In the same field, like hair and business.
Yeah.
So like same background. Like it's almost like they could even have carried on from what they used to talk about before. Because then they used to talk about like banking or property or whatever they used to be, whatever corporate fields they were in. Now, like you're saying, they've got all the time to be like, oh, you know, why, when they quit their jobs, they could have even had like an anniversary discussing that. Remember when we discussed we were going to quit our jobs, and I quit my jobs. I know Yol's channel does her videos alone. She dropped a video recently where she, mentioned, you know, her, like what she expected would be of this career and what she could have done, blah, blah, blah. Basically telling us, lessons she's learned from, you know, quitting her job and going YouTube full time. But it could have been like a really nice, reminiscent moment for us.
Do you think they're ever gonna feature in each other's videos someday soon?
I don't know. I don't see it like that because from what I read, maybe and I'm always reading wrong things, like yours is and Bumi are more, and I'm not saying thing is not like that, Sinovuyo, she is also spiritually inclined, but like, you know, there's people who make it part of their brand that we're going to be speaking for Jesus and tell people how we saved or some people believe in marriage before whatever. So I feel like from content that's put out, they don't all have the same belief system. Maybe yours and Bumi have that thing of, yeah, you know, save yourself for marriage. That's what they would encourage, you know, this. And obviously, Sinovu, yeah. Now, I'm assuming that she lives, because it's her man. I don't know if they engage. You know, some people do things behind, maybe they married, but maybe they're not, you know, but she's doing, you know, sometimes it's a different message, you know, but not that people who are coming from different backgrounds can't be, you know, friends, but like you can tell. That maybe they would be coming together for business, because the women are for the business. Those ladies are bagging. They're taking everything with them.
I am a businesswoman, Gelao.
Yes, and I love it for them. That's really what's nice. It's like, even if people can't be friends or whatever, but I love, like, even when we're not friends anymore, I love when I see someone who was my friend do what they say they always do. That, for me, is special. And I'm just like, that. I love that. I love that for you. So if they're not friends, I'm happy that, you know what, from watching their old videos, they were saying, talk about corporate leaving and doing what they're doing full time. And look, now it's transpired.
And it's actually come to be. And have you seen, it's going to come up later. We can keep it moving.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Cindy and Vicky V. Jonas. Dan was also on the level of Bariki Mambo Kayams. For me, okay, I want to talk about the last part. Like, okay. So, on the social streets, Vicky accused Cindy of hooking up with her soon to be ex. You know, like she tweeted and said, I see a lot of shit happening, but I choose to keep quiet. Not Cindy Tando being flew out by someone who is soon to be my ex nigga, Vicky wrote. And then I delete them.
The thing is, okay, for those who don't know, Cindy is an actress. And she plays Uzama on Blood and Water.
She plays Zama on Blood and Water. She was on part of the new series that's out on Netflix. I forgot the name of Joburg something. Why did I forget it? But she's the one that.
Yes.
I hated it. I almost said Run Josie. Wow.
Kings of Joburg.
Kings of Johannesburg. She's in it. Oh my God, she's doing such a good job. Like, on Blood and Water, I know this is not the topic, sorry. But on Blood and Water, she is like, Nanaki's Mwana Skolo, you know? And that whole body can be another woman on another show. I really loved it. Sorry, you were saying Askis.
No. I just wanted to give that backstory because I know we've spoken about Vicky V. Jonas quite a lot on this show. And Cindy, we hadn't spoken about her at all. So I just wanted the listener out there to know that Cindy is the lady from Blood and Water and Kings of Joburg.
Then Cindy denies the accusations and then Ubota, Vicky Hood, baby girl, retract. Yes, Uzale Sungsakona, Ute, retract.
Retract.
Because what a thing about me, I'm gonna call my lawyer. And then we'll deal with
the I got my lawyers on pocket. They're right here.
And then the next day, what happens? Not Vicky. But for me, I think I would have slept in jail. Let me tell you that much. I'm sorry. I think I'll pay my lawyer too. Even if it's my last money from YouTube, I will. I'm sorry. I won't. I don't. I no.
For Why me, not? I Why wouldn't apologize. You apologize?
Apologize for what? What am I apologizing for?
For accusations that are false. I wasn't with
Who
your man.
Who said they were false? What if I was sure?
I wasn't with your man. I'm telling you now.
Hey! So why would Vicky just come up with a story?
Oh, Vicky says she was fed. She was misfed information.
And I tweeted.
So her apology... there were two different apologies that she did.
Yes.
There was one that she did on Twitter publicly where she says, I would like to unreservedly and unequivocally apologize to Cindy Tando for my tweet published on the 5th of March, 2021. I was aggrieved by the turn of events, then went to publish without applying myself. Thus, I retract my tweet. I retract. Do you see that word unequivocally
Yes.
It's derived from that word I told you about. Was it last week's episode? Equivocating.
I think last week. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's derived from this word.
Yes.
Ah. I love it for me, like English lessons while we work. I love it. Damn.
So then she also has another apology that she personally sent to Usindi. This one was on the Instagram DMs. It says, "Hey, Cindy, I would like to sincerely apologize to you for publicly slandering your name with allegations I knew nothing about. As a God-fearing young black woman, I would like to say to you, I made mistakes based on information used to hurt me. I released those frustrations out on you, an innocent party, and felt I had to come as humbly as I know how to. As humbly as I know how to now correct my wrong and apologize with the hopes to put this incident in the past for us both. I would like to also issue a public apology to you." Hey.
You know what? How I read it. I didn't read, like, I'm following the tweets. You know, obviously tweets, Twitter people are like, they thought that allegations, this is a true story. And then Cindy made her apologize. And I was just like, how powerful is this Cindy girl who just makes this girl apologize? It looked like, you know, when you were a kid and then you do something and your mom's like, go say sorry now. Otherwise,
I will slap you.
And then you're like, okay, mom, I'm sorry for who? And then you just said, I was just like, damn. But okay, now that you put everything into context, I understand why she had to apologize, because she came for a girl with zero facts.
Opumi says,
yeah.
Opumi says, what was going to happen if she didn't apologize? So was she going to take her to court and say,
exactly.
Oh, she said I was with her boyfriend and now she won't say sorry. Like, what was going to happen? What was the worst that was going to happen?
No. Somebody even said, because I don't know if in the original tweet she said, she didn't say Cindy Tando. She's like, "Who's Cindy? What, what? And someone's like, yo, I was going to tell the judge, me, I was talking about Cindy, Celine Dion. I call her Cindy. People came up with like weird scenarios. Like, I was going to tell them I didn't say this Cindy. I was meaning Cindy Ing, you know, Cindy Siwe. Like, people came up with like weird ass stories. But I really, if I was wrong, like how she was, like where she got the wrong facts, files from her friends, I definitely understand why, you know, she had to apologize and felt the need to apologize, because, I mean, she did mention that it's not part of her brand. It's not what she encourages on her platform. Obviously, you know, heat of the moment. And I did this the same way with K-Arms. But like, also someone mentioned, like, when you were busy, I'm a child of God. But in the DMs, you're like, I'm a child of God.
I mean, also, exactly. Like, oh, this is why we need to record that episode on what is a good apology? Because every apology has God wrapped up in it. But when you were busy out there, there was no God when you were busy telling people, "Guti, I'm about to, what you call this, shit, all of this shit that's happening. Hey. Ini. There was no God there. Can you imagine now you're coming and you're saying you're a child of God. Hey, but child of God. Where was it when you were busy?
Yes, what's wrong with God, man? But you know what? Do what you must to get the apology right.
Do what the publicist sent to you to type and type it and send it like that.
So, I mean, here we're going to celebrate the ladies, the melanin, the squads. Like, it's not like into detail like this, but I just want to celebrate. Like, obviously, we know there's drama and whatever, but like, even when the people, our friends, whether people will split later on, it's part of life. But in this season, with the women just being together, for me, I love it. Like, it gives me so much joy. Like, just seeing them, like, living their best lives. Black women with money, and they're successful, and they're so gorgeous. I'm like, what a time to be alive. So, the first squad is, like, Mihaly. I never thought these people would be friends. Mihaly, Lanzigama. Okay, Shamiso and Lanzigama are best friends. And then because Lanzigama and Mihaly are friends, Shamiso is like obviously in the squad as well. Like, so almost like if I'm doing something, if Mihaly is doing something for Lanzigama, I think when she hit 50k subscribers or something, she threw a little young shindig. who would say that? Who'd say shindig?
it's Owami.
Yes. I would like show a young shindig and then would invite Bareke Mangishamiso. So obviously with that, because of we're spending so much time together, I would assume they now like, not like besties, matter because of I'm this person's friend, we're friends now and whatever. Like their squad is so like so lekker. Like every like I really love Mihaly's energy. Like she has this thing with like with what God has blessed her with this, besides her beauty, her talent and whatever, her talent in makeup and everything. She's just not sharing and using just that for herself. And which she doesn't have to share it all, you know what I mean? No one can dictate what she does with her fame.
Yes,
but like she sincerely, for me, from reading it, remember initially, oh my goodness, sorry, to go back a bit. Remember when we started with YouTube Digest and we used to like think that she's holding back too much.
Yeah, when she's doing her vlogs.
When she's doing her vlogs, generally on the public eye. And now I feel like she's fully come out to what we knew her to be, because we're like, Mihaly's friends are way too crazy for her to be what she was presenting initially.
What in the you beginning. Knew her to be. You used to say that a lot. She used to be like, this girl is a wildcat, and we only see it on Twitter. You kept on saying that all the time.
And I also saw it with her friends, and I'm just like, I'm not saying birds and what not flying flock, you know the saying, but I'm just saying like, no, man, you know, her friends are crazy. She must be one of them. And I love that she's now voicing out and speaking and standing up for whatever she feels she wants to be. I love when she tweets and she's like, you know what? I'm going for a dick appointment. And this is what happened at my dick appointment. And we all laugh in Wubem Nandi. You know what I mean? But more than anything, I love how she supports her friends. And I love how she really... It's like, I don't know. Like, I love her. Like, success looks good on her. And I'm happy she's got a kind heart.
Do you know Shamiso is Azania's daughter?
Oh, yes.
with that whole Migos scandal.
Yes, but we won't discuss it.
I just have to bring it up, you know? History to see say petty. But anyways.
I actually only found out about that this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was watching a video and someone mentioned it, and then Lindsay's like, oh, you guys are still there or something. And I was like, what is this all about? And I went to go read up about it. But like, I feel like anyone's best comeback is your bag and how beautiful they are. But little Bongani, don't argue about Tulinzi Lirasa. Tapa, wena. Ultimate GPS, Utohemo. Don't argue with people now. Now you just bath. You must be very clean. That's it. And then somebody who's really hilarious. Like, initially when I followed ZX online, I used to follow her because she was so consistent. I was like, this girl is hardworking. And I admired that so much.
Yeah.
But as I was like, you know what, let me commit to being like a really fan, and you know, and also I wanted to understand her friendship with Mbali, because I mean, I didn't follow them that much, but I was like, wow, this is really an interesting friendship. These people are funny. Bongani, these people are funny.
I haven't watched them together much.
You know, I'll just go on VZX and Lion's page, like, and see their energy, Bona Haibulele Maka. Like, they are so fun. Like, you know, sometimes when they say shoot your shot, I would shoot a friendship shot with these people and their squad.
Really?
They are so funny. They are so, like, supportive of each other. I think generally on this list, I just love how it's like when I'm successful, my friend's successful, and we're just, like, you know, shining in this. We're basking in it, darling. Like, we're, like, really hardworking women who know what we want and speak for, like, they have an opinion. I love that these women have an opinion on Twitter on anything about what they want. You know, because, I mean, you know, there's always this narrative how when we grew up, we always, as a girl, it was always like sex could be something that was spoken by a man, or what pleasures him or what makes him happy in general, even if it was outside of sex. But now these women have opinions about whatever they want. Like, you know, like, they'll tell you, Guti, you know what? I know ZX and Line's favorite line is like, she always says, if you find yourself giving a man less, do less than that. You know what I mean? So they'll be vocal at the time in the season that, you know what, men are tiring. But they're like, you know what I mean? I just love how free women are in whatever space they're in. And it's nice that our kids one day will grow up and have so many black people.
Even more freedom.
Yes. So, I mean, and they also look gorgeous. Oh, my God. The makeup is beat to the... Where's King Bongani? Even if they had a pimple, you'll never see it. Their makeup is so good. All the girls on this list.
That's very true.
And then Mrs. Mom.
Mrs. Mom.
Mpumile Dwaba. Bongani, you don't know her nickname.
Oh, yes. Is it Mrs. Mom?
Yes.
Oh, she has a whole bunch of new friends, doesn't she?
Or maybe friends we didn't know about.
Okay, that's very true. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And yes, from the vibe reading and seeing, the requirement is marriage. You gotta be married.
You have to be a married woman of the church.
At church, whatever church you of your choice, or their specific church.
No, I think it's whatever church of your choice.
Oh, as long as you believe in Jesus and you're married. But all in all, I think the gestures are so cute. Bongani, you know what? Like, Bumi is living such a simple life, but it's so beautiful to watch. Like, just fella, I'm just going to say, I'm going to take out my friends for a Pilates class because I want to share this wellness and wealth thing that is in me. I'm going to share it with the other woman. And you know what I mean? It's also nice when we have like-minded people who are in the same space. I mean, most of them are black women. They're young and they're married. And, you know, like, I can share what works for my marriage and you share. And I mean, I love the community she's building and bringing. It's nice for other people to want to adopt.
Yeah. You know, and it's affirming in that you need to surround yourself with the type of people that exude what you want to be or who you want to be, you know?
That is so true.
So it's quite beautiful to watch her create spaces where she can be with other women in that sense and be with them and be able to
share that common goal
and those experiences of being a married housewife who's also working and pushing. Because another thing is that they seem to be pushing their own businesses, many of them.
Yes.
So that's very inspiring.
I think it's like super power shit. Like I know this is gonna sound so gruesome, like, because it's like that Twitter content, but like you know when people are like, inject me with all that energy. And I don't know why we speak like that, but anyway, like, all that energy and all what these sisters are giving out, I'm like, I'm for that. Like, it excites me to want to have that in the future. Like, when you're successful, obviously you can never have enough success. You still want more. But when you feel like, you know what, I'm content. Yeah. And these are the people who surround me, and it's an exciting time to be. Alive.
And who fill me.
Yes. I mean, for me, for instance, like right now, I'm like looking at like my friends and I'm just like, sometimes we laugh and I'm just like, oh, it's going to be so great. And we're just like, remember. And then we're just like successful and we're like the woman we said we're going to be. Yeah, that's the energy, the big energy I'm feeling.
I love it. I love it for you. I wish they could call
you into the squad. Why does it sound like I'm boring you?
No, I just wish they could just call you into the squad because you sound so excited for it.
I am. I would shoot my shot, hey? I would. But right now, I'm not ready for the pressure. So one day, I was sharing a DM.
Okay, tingle learning again.
Yeah, I don't even have a MacBook. Let's do a work meeting. Yeah, mga boni laptop yam manje.
Do they only have meetings?
Things fall apart. Huh?
Do they only have meetings? Got a MacBook?
I'm just saying mine is not even like it's just a long distance relationship. It's fine. God will make it right when it's time.
It'll be when the time is right, the time will be right.
Yes. And guys, on that note, on that holy note, that is it on for that the holy deep digest. Yes. That is it for the deep digest. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like, it was really so nice. Bongani, you know what?
Love it for us too.
Check out our YouTube page, The Rewind Essay, for more content.
And to just close YouTube Digest off, remember we've got a new segment for you called Threaded, where we give you some great tips from some of the best people out there online who are doing this branding game quite well. And we're back again with @lebulion_SA. As we all know, she is the voice of marketing here in South Africa. And she is giving us a lesson about content. You know how they say content is king. She's given us three strategies of content that we can choose. The first of which is advocacy or endorsement. Now, that is all about encouraging your audiences, endorse other content creators, brands, businesses, where you create an environment for collaboration and you build your user confidence and release a call to action. So you could think about this if in terms of YouTube channels, like, where does your channel lie? Is it an advocacy channel where you are always actioning your audiences to do something, to go stand behind a certain cause or activate or organize behind something? Or is it number two, an information channel? Is it informative, where you educate your users, where you share your experience and you share opportunities that you learn through certain experiences that you've gone through, as well as build an audience through attention-grabbing stories? That's another way. And the last one is enjoyment, entertainment, basically. Provide a safe space for open and easy three-way communication. Make your content authentic and not rigid. Create a creative and exciting atmosphere and have fun or share some humor. Of all three, Budza, which one do you think your YouTube channel lands in the most?
Do I have a YouTube channel?
Your Instagram content, which one of all three do you think your Instagram content lands in the most?
I feel like now it's like information service, like of like the fashion, like so the how to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like how to wear this and how to maneuver thrifting or how to in the fashion. Yes.
Yeah. Well, she says what's very important is to always engage with users' pain points and feedback in a way that allows them to feel heard and respected. These conversations will give you the info you need to improve your offering. So make sure you have a mixture of all of that, but I also think it's very smart to know exactly where you stand so that you know exactly what you need to push every time you are sifting through your content. It makes it much easier to sift through your ideas when you know exactly what you deliver, you know?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that is true. That's a good one. I'm going to take notes on that. Wena, what is your...
What content, Punta? Where do you see me upload content except for the podcast?
Okay. Generally, enjoyment, as a podcaster.
Enjoyment. It's enjoyment.
It's enjoyment. Okay, that's good. Yes. So our influencer of the week, yeah?
Yes. No, no, no. Go on.
We have Okay Wasabi.
Yay! Because he...
Has a new show!
A new show!
On ETV!
On ETV mainstream, baby.
But I feel like a bad journalist.
Why?
Because I don't know the name of the show.
It's what does it have? Kojo, what's the premise of it?
Isn't it like, I forgot.
We're so bad.
And I'm trying to look on his page because he tweeted. But. Should we try him next time?
What is the name of that show?
And I'm only saying.
What happens on the show again?
Doesn't he go fetch? It's sort of those Kumbulekaya vibes. I just need to know.
Yes, is it people with, it's not people with money, né? People who owe money. It's people who...
people who are fetching their belongings from people.
Oh,
so I'm fetching what belongs to me.
Okay. Okay, is that it? Did you find it?
No.
I'm trying to translate.
No, I'm trying to translate.
Good attempt. Good attempt. I will not fall into that attempt.
So basically... Well, Yeah. I mean, you guys can go and follow Wasabi and see what the name of the show is. It's exciting. It's exciting. And yesterday he did a poll. He was at work on set and then he said, someone asked, what would you say to your 18-year-old self? He's like, nothing. I've always wanted this. I've always known I'm going to be here. I'm not saying nothing has to be said. We both knew the 27-year-old me and the 18-year-old me knew that we're going to be here. And I was like, wow. Wow. Damn. And he didn't even say it in any way that was cocky. It was like in a way that, you know, when you, he conviction, you know what? I knew this is going to come. It's just a matter of win. So congratulations. He's our influencer of the week because I'm just like, it's so beautiful to see people you've seen hustle get to the top.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just a matter of like, when am I next? It's really inspiring when you feel like giving up. So well done to Wasabi.
Well done to Wasabi. Well done to Wasabi.
And that is it for YouTube Digest, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please do interact with us on social media at @TheRewind_SA on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yours is consistent with her posting, and that grew her channel so insanely.
So why don't you try that as well?
No, I'm not important.
Hell no!
I will tell you, I really prefer Sinovoyo's voice. It sounds like she just had a glass of wine, and she just lit a cigar, and now she's talking to you. So Kopano, how often does she upload then?
Yo, like once a month.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Once a month is a very easy consistency to hit.
Yeah, it's easy, but no, we don't want that. Only that.
Take me serious.
Just let me tell you what she's doing with her hair, and am I overdoing it now?
I don't know, but
come on!
Word on the street.
Here we go again.
Word on the street.
I think what challenged me the most is I don't want to see people basokola. I'm not saying more. I'm living a good life, but I'm saying, hore, if I have something to give,
it will make
me achieve a best vision of myself, rather than trying to challenge. I think challenging yourself is like, I appreciate what you are at the moment, but actually like doing something different is like you are achieving something that you've never achieved before, watalohan. Like giving time or giving diapar or chelet or
whatever,
that is helpful. Because of, I feel like what to now, the focus is killing Boto, especially in an African society, because of we're trying so hard to achieve and become the best vision of ourselves, yet we are losing the morals and leboto barona, watlalohan, lesetso sa rona, if I can put it that way.
And it's capitalism. It teaches us to have for ourselves only and have for you only. And we equate achieving the best version of ourselves with having a lot, you know?
Yay.
And I love what this person is saying, is that as a result of that mindset, he feels as though when he's giving, that's what's challenging from him achieving his best version of himself.
So it's doing a counter thing.
Being a giving person might be just you being the best version of yourself, you know? Like, that can be included in there. But because we're raised, we're in a system that believes that you need to have and you need to hold and you need to keep to yourself and grow and make only the people around you rich, giving seems like something that is strange, because that's not the way things work. So it's quite an interesting voice to have received. Someone saying that, the more I give, the more I'm stopping myself from achieving the best version of myself. But meanwhile, it's just a paradigm shift in that we're being raised in a world that is giving us the wrong impressions of life, you know?
Yeah. Yo, that is like a very nice way of looking at it. And yo, it's because we're just always for that like hunger. Like, it's like, oh my goodness, Bongani said he's posting 5 videos this week on YouTube. I also want to grind. Like, everything is just so,
yes.
Let's. And that's why also that culture I saw someone posting a status saying that one thing about me, I will nap, I'll sleep, wada. You remember when grinding was a thing and people used to say, I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know, like our generation, yes. Like some things are toxic, and I'm just like, damn, bro.
you rise know what I mean? And grind Twitter.
Yes, and I mean, I appreciate if people are like, let me. I mean, let's say the season to sow, like, you know, when you're like, okay, right now I'm doing the groundwork, work smart also, you know, there's some people who will like, I mean, I know personally for me, I like this thing where I'm just like going to film a lot of content and then I know daily I edit. And sometimes when I'm bored, I'm like, oh, it's a past time, let me edit. Or, you know what I mean? But I'm not like, it's not too much work. Like, in a sense, I'm feeling like, yo, I'm doing, like our culture, I never even thought of that. Like, everything I just want, I'm thinking about myself and how I want myself and my family to be happy. You know, I'm not thinking about, what about my neighbors? and things like that.
Ubuntu, right? I think that's the perfect note for us to leave it on. We'll get back onto this topic because clearly, masikbiza le kabiliti ubuntu. Oya sikuti abantu la baba deep.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @TheRewind_SA.
And send an email to TheRewindSA@gmail.com.
Mzansi Recap.
Welcome to Mzansi Recap, this segment of the show. We speak about some of the biggest and most breaking news that have been taking place here in South Africa over the past week. The biggest of this week is the fires that were taking place. Well, is it in South Africa? Is it fair to say it's in South Africa? In Cape Town, in the Western Cape, Table Mountain was on fire. Did you hear that UCT students were evacuated and they were put into hotels? Because that's how rich it. UCT is. It owns that's hotels. It.
UCT is run better than our
when
country.
When would TUT ever?
I'm probably just going to put a band-aid and say, guys, just wear a mask. This fire, the smoke, just wear a mask. They will just band-aid the issue. UCT is like, evacuate. We don't want more problems. We don't want more scandals.
Just wear a mask.
What? I was like, yuri.
That is very true. The country definitely would have said, what you call this. Yes. It's a good thing we've got masks. Keep on wearing masks. Stay away from the fire. But I'm just like looking at people on Twitter. People are posting, how it started, how it's going. yes.
But I just love that everyone is already on the TL had, I mean, maybe because, obviously Cape Town is a very, I want to say wealthy country. Things seem to be flow like quick. Like everyone that I've seen on there, like, I mean, it was tragic that the fires, with the fires, but I just loved how everyone was solution based. Everyone was like, guys, if you're living in this area, if you don't have this, I can accommodate you. Who wants to be fed? Who lost what? Everyone, all the threads I saw on Twitter and on Instagram on people's stories were solution based. This is how you can order. There was already a foundation. There was this, like, everything was just like, on point. It was very unfortunate with the fire, but everything, there was
true.
Already solutions. People were already ready to help.
I was really, really shocked as well. I mean, I was looking at my neighborhood WhatsApp group and just to hear already there's a place set up and they say, bring waters, bring energizers, don't bring frizzy drinks. I'm just like, I'm thinking if it were in Joburg and it were a fire, how long would it take to get people together? Not that people don't want to help, but I don't know.
Efficient.
It was just very strange to see the way people just were ready. And they've got, and I'm looking at how people are going to the fire station and they're dropping off all these waters and all of these things. And I'm just like, geez. I wish there was this much enthusiasm when the fallists were out there on the street being water cannoned by police and being shot with rubber bullets. I wish there were people at a place meeting and saying, we've got supplies for you guys. If you're being tear gassed, come to us and things like that, But,
yeah.
Each
true.
To his own,
And what
people
they care
will take
about.
Care of what they love.
Speaking of people and their own opinions and things like that, Umek G and the comments on Boiti. Did you see that?
No. What did he say this time?
He was trending, I think, on Monday. He was trending.
I saw Boiti was trending at some point, yeah.
No, she's been trending straight 3 days, straight up. Today's Wednesday and she's been trending. Obviously when people with a whole podcast, they'll just take a specific moment in it. And then he's like, yeah, but I mean, everyone has slept with Boiti. And I was just like, he was just like, And I was just like, and I was reading people's comments and people were saying like things like that. That kind of banter is really not nice. Like, I don't know.
Really
like,
isn't.
I mean, like, let's say, I don't know. I struggle with this brand of people saying, because like, I've got that attitude of, oh, don't give
shock,
a fuck.
Shock.
I mean, like, I feel like there must be a capnyana somewhere. Yes. Like, I feel like, no. Like, bo. Give a man or who's gonna be the Fat Joe, like that brand or your Coolie Roberts. Like I feel like sometimes there must be a happier humility. So no, I was just like that comment was.
Yeah,
off.
No, it was definitely off.
So who cares if everyone slept
exactly.
with
exactly?
Yeah, who cares?
Who the
like,
fuck cares?
Why aren't you promoting her and tell her? So what? It's her fucking vagina. She can do whatever she wants with it. Like No, man. I feel like that is so boring. That is so out of line.
And also, hasn't he himself been slept with by everyone? I'm sure at least there can I eat it. Do you get what I'm saying? But why is it slut-shaming when it's a woman?
Yeah, it's quite timeless. Yeah, it was very unnecessary.
Quite unnecessary.
Anyway, we're not giving him that much.
Yeah. Apparently, the court case has started with Figile calling Somizi out for what you call this defamation. Remember when Somizi said, "Guzo sizaya lockdown to Umbalula Umjelile ati Ufigile Umjelile," and Dineo was on live and he got into a whole lot of trouble.
Oh yeah.
So that court case has started.
Yeah. So.
And
wait.
Yes.
You know what? Things like this bug me.
Why?
They really bug me. With really pressing issues in the country that need a court case, that need all that time, that infrastructure, that time, that slot. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying there's so many things that happen in the country, but things like that, like, always get volume and attention. And I don't understand. Like, I'm not saying it shouldn't be, like, important, but I'm just like, you know, with all the gender-based violence, with the things that happen in the country, and I'm just like, why aren't things like that going to court? Or is it because we don't hear about it? Because it's not famous.
I think
people?
We don't
hear. I don't know.
I think we don't hear about it, but also I think the court will take whatever cases come to it. So obviously, maybe some of the GBV cases are not as salacious as celebrities and ministers going against each other. So hence we'd hear about this one. But also, court does take a long time. You open a case today, it will only be heard in a couple of months' time, you know? So I think it might be a little unfair to say nothing's happening. There are things happening. We're just not hearing about every single court case with gender-based violence and stuff like that, because there are so many. But when a minister and a celebrity are going against each other in court, that only happens once in a while. And both of them are big personalities as well. So, of course, we're going to hear about this one.
Yeah.
I think the juicy part is apparently, this is all alleged, in Dineo's affidavits, she kind of threw Somizi under the bus. Remember, she was on live, she was busy on live on Instagram and she was busy saying, "Hey, ngathi kuzabe kune lockdown." And then Somizi was like, "I know it is going to happen." And she's like, "Seriously?" And the people around her, the people around in the studio are like looking at Somizi for confirmation. It's like, yeah. We're going to go back to level two. Figile ungitshelile. And then Dineo says, "Umbalula, umbax." And then he goes, "Yeah." And then she goes, "Okay, let me go off live. Bye, y'all." And she switches off the live. So in her effort, so Mizi says that he said he was sorry. He said, not sorry. He said he was joking, after the incident. After he said that Mbalula told him, he said he was joking. But now it comes out, Ngati, in her affidavit, Utinewa says, no, he only said, "I'm joking" later. He didn't say directly after. He only said it a little bit later. So it seems like in her being honest, because I mean, you're going to be put on, you could potentially be put on the stand, and if you found lying, that's perjury, you know. So I guess she's trying to protect herself and her two young kids that she's got. She doesn't want to be arrested, she doesn't want to be fined, so she's just laying it out as it is, how it happened, how she remembers it. But I could hear, I'm with you. I was also just a little bit like, Dineo, why couldn't you say the immediately when you went off live? He said, "Ay, nyahlala," and no one caught that, you know. But but you were so quick to react that you went off live, and then he said, "Ay, nyahlala," right then. And he told me, "No, you didn't need to go off live. I was just joking, but I let it go. I'd say something like that, you know. But it seems like, it seems like there are some delay tactics. They're saying that the case shouldn't have been opened up at, the Randburg, it shouldn't be going to the Randburg, what you call this court. It should be going to a Sandton court, or Randburg police station. It should be going to a Sandton police station because that's where the incident took place. But I mean, they were at Auckland Park when that happened. And to my knowledge, Melville police station, Linden police station, and Hillbrow police station are much closer than, Sandton and Randburg. But anxiety listened to some court. But it seems like, there are delay tactics on that end. I just am very interested to see how this plays out, because I thought Figile was going to drop it, you know, because he's the one who took out the cases, the case against Somizi. So I'm just interested to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But speaking of celebrities and things like exposure, I really don't understand what's happening on Twitter with Anele.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, how she tweeted once and she said Kelly Rowland, whatever.
And then you guys are not letting her go for that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no. I mean, like, at first when it happened, I was like, Anele, Kelly Rowland, you're lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also now how she's going at, like, I mean, everything she says, like, everyone must just attack, like, and bully. And, you know, sometimes in our normal everyday life, you can have an opinion and say, you know what, Punta, I think Mang Mang is handsome. And I'm like, oh, bongani. But maybe it could be like a type thing or a, you know, yes. but it doesn't mean all our lives, every day, you're going to be just saying, being on me like, yeah, you wish you were that pretty. Or, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, obviously Anela doesn't care, but because I like her and I don't like when someone's comment or one weak moment, people just have like, maybe want to almost discredit her for everything she does. And I think she's really brilliant at everything she does as her job. Like, I really love her as a host. When I was driving my nephew every morning, I used to love listening to her show. Her as a talk show host, the job she does, for me, I really think is always on brand. And I love her job and what she does. I just don't like how people are just like, every time she says or does something like, oh, a movie, oh, this. I'm just like, that's so ugly. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe because I like her, I'm just like, we're doing too much now. It's over.
No, I just think South Africans generally do too much. Like, people hold a grudge. Like, you are Kelly Rowland that she said that against you. Like, let it be. We addressed it. We called her out for it. Let it be. Let's move past it. You have to remind her what you think of her every time she does or says something, you know?
But yeah. On a lighter note, George Floyd, murderer found guilty.
Derek Chauvin.
How do you pronounce his name? Chauvin.
Yes. Is he found guilty?
He's arrested. It's trending now. It's been trending since last night. The former police. Yes, he's guilty of the murder. And I was just like, bro, it took you long enough, because this thing happened last year in May, and then obviously it's April now, and only now that they find the murderer guilty of his doing. But I'm happy. I hope it's a start of something revolutionary that is happening in the country. These cops have to be arrested. The things that are happening there is completely bizarre. But I'm happy he's getting arrested. It's completely
bizarre. Me too. I'm going to celebrate that. That's a win for the Black Lives Matter movement. Social media does work. Social media activism does work. Record those videos. When you see things going wrong, record videos. Record videos.
Yeah.
The ones that kicked that man out of his shack when he was taking a bath sham. I see those police can get arrested themselves as well.
But also, a lot of people are worried on the internet about the teenager who documented that whole video and Floyd dying. And she needs therapy and things like that. It must be like, I don't know. A lot of people are like just concerned with how she's doing and how she... she mentally now, a year later? Because it must have been traumatic. You're a teenager and you're seeing this happen like live jive. It's not even a movie. So yeah, I'm happy about that.
That's true. I think I'm also happy about that. That was a nice recap on the past week. Let's get into the deep dive right here on Mzansi Recap.
Mzansi Recap.
It's time for the deep dive right here on Mzansi Recap. And for this week's episode, we're doing a Where Are They Now? We're doing a Where Are They Now? So when I tell you episode last week, they have him and a conversation in cancel culture. It'd be mnantiga cool. So with this time around, we want to keep it nice and light. We're going to do a Where Are They Now? And this is not the only time we're going to be doing a Where Are They Now? We're going to have quite a number of series and episodes where we're going to look back at some of our favorite moments on television and try to catch up with some of our favorite stars and figure out what are they doing with their careers now. And to kick us off with this one, we're starting off with our very, very favorite, the Yo TV presenters. Punta, do you remember watching these people all the time, waking up, watching
Out,
watching Wild Room?
It was such a beautiful childhood. Like, I remember every single thing. Like, every after school, I don't want to miss, like, is it the blue couch?
Yes.
I don't want to miss anything. Even on the weekend, I'd sit in pajamas, try and make the meals they're making for breakfast. Like, I was in it. I was invested in what they're doing, these people. They were entertaining. The energy was wild.
I wanted now, to be there. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
I wanted to be there. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be a presenter on there. But I guess...
Did you audition?
No, I actually don't remember ever hearing about the auditions. But I don't think my agent was that great back at that time, you know?
At least known as an agent. You had a know-how, a knowledge.
A knowledge, some sort of a knowledge. Number one on the list that we're looking back on is Carly Fields. Now, she was usually with Sipho and Shade. Right now, she's married with two kids. She's got a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old, Indiana and Maddie. Her husband's name is Freddie Lowe, and he's a creative director and producer. Interesting fact about Carly is that she has somewhat seemed to be someone who's gone into the fitness world. Like, she's ran the Comrades three times over.
Hectic.
And, she's just always posting pictures about going out for runs, staying fit, staying active. Mm. And career-wise, she ended up being a presenter on One Gospel. I remember when I saw her on One Gospel, I was so shocked. I was like, what? This is Carly.
One Gospel. Like, Mozalan?
Hucho Mzalan. Horeke Mozalan. Hucho Horeke Mozalan.
Wow, that's nice for her. I really like it. You know what I was saying when I was going through the list? And I'm like, I love the beauty of social media. And also, I love, like, you can get to choose what you want. Like, she looks happy. She's doing everything she wants. Maybe the One Gospel slot is giving her the fulfillment that she feels she needs just to, you know, to have that creative outlet. But, like, on social media, people still follow her and love her. And she's just living her life. Like, she looks so happy.
She does really look happy. She looks very happy just being a wife and being a mom and... I mean, it's quite interesting because you think these people are going to stay on TV all your life, you know?
Exactly.
You think they're going to just be on TV all the time and they're going to be on, not your TV, but like they're always going to be in the media space. And it's interesting just putting this list together, how some of them have left the media space, but some of them still dabble in it. And it's
or behind
and
the
that's
scenes.
The thing is, that's the thing is that we get taught to choose a career and stick to it. That's the one of the biggest myths of this world is that you must have a career. By the time you're done with high school, you must choose a career and that career is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And you must stick to that and you must climb the corporate ladder in that career. And right now we live in a time where people are saying, no, I actually enjoy having a job for a couple of years and leaving a career. I don't need to have one career. I can have multiple careers. And within that, I don't have to be working a job in a specific career all the time. I can leave and come back to a career if need be. And I think Carly is a living example of that. I mean, not to say that she's left presenting, but like she really went out and focused on her own life and did what she wants to do. And that goes for a lot of people on the list here as well. The next one on the list is quite an example of that is Dr. Musa Mtombeni. I mean, he was someone who was a presenter on Blue Couch. Now, he is a qualified medical doctor.
Doctor.
Like, qualified.
Yeah,
like, of all of them, I would have never thought he is the one who would want to go be a doctor or, like, would get that academic, you know? Not to say that he was a cloud or anything. I just didn't think, like I said, I thought they were all going to stay on TV. Would also keep seeing them revolve and move around on TV. Not to say that you can't be qualified and have an academic career whilst also being on TV. You can have it all.
Which
like,
he is
you
still
really
doing.
Can. He
I mean,
is.
Here and there making appearances when he was still on Trending SA. But what is your thoughts? Like, do you think now that he's like a senior and obviously not on that platform and he's a doctor, it's necessary for him to be a presenter? Not that he shouldn't. Like, is he good at it? Is he still good at it in your opinion?
Babes, I do think he is good at it. But I'm someone who honestly believes in multiple streams of income. If I can be a doctor during the day and at night I'm on a TV show talking about what's happening, why the if not? If I've got the spirit to do it and I've got the willingness to do it, and the energy, and the energy to do it, then go ahead and do it. You know,
whether you're good at
and
it
I think
not.
Something with it. When you throw that in there. When you throw that in there, I would say if you're not good at it, saluyeka mzalwane, like it's okay, vulela abanye abantwana iminyango, But Musa was loved. Musa is loved, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not too mad that he's a doctor during the day. And not that if I was mad, he would stop. But based on your question, I don't think it's unfair that he is still he's doctoring, you know?
Yeah. I see it.
He got into some little bit of drama controversy earlier on this year. Now almost as known for hiding his woman when he's dating someone. But lately he's been rumored to apparently be dating Liesel Lori, who is Proverbs' ex. And he uploaded on very early January, he uploaded a picture on Instagram with him and his mystery woman. And he literally had the mystery woman hold a paper bag in front of her face. And the paper bag had a face drawn on it, like with a pen, like eyes and a smiley face drawn on it. And people were like, what the fuck? Like... Musa, we get that you hide your woman, but come on, like, rather not post her if you're gonna show her whole body and she's sitting next to you, and then you're gonna ask her to put a paper bag over her head. I saw Ino Matijane comment on the tweet and say, rather not post me if that's how you're gonna do it. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, and also, like, we're not playing that game. Like, I mean, you are important and you played a really good role in our lives, but, like, dude, good right. And, you know, sometimes if he's playing this game, they will find the girl. One thing about the people on Twitter, they will find you.
They definitely will. And they definitely did, because, she it was her birthday and she had posted pictures of being at a certain hotel. And so did he. He also posted pictures of being at that hotel. I think it was the Radisson Convention Center in Sandton or something like that. And people were just like, oh, Mosiyazo, what do you guys are together? Here it is. It's her birthday. She's at the Radisson. And you so happen to be at the same hotel, the same day, same weekend. It's her birthday. Yet you still want to post her with a paper bag over her head.
What flop. He flopped. I mean, I wouldn't lie. Like, I'm not, Musa's the only person I'm not interested in, like, in his love life. I don't know why.
No, that's fair. There's a lot of celebrities whose love lives I am not interested in. Really? You know? But I just think, this tactic is honestly ridiculous. Like,
it is.
Just post me or don't post me. Don't post me and ask me to put a paper bag over my head. And also, there are nicer ways you could do it, you know? Like, he's in the past, like, taking a picture of her hand and uploaded that or something like that. Fine. Keep it like that. Keep it sexy like that. Not this whole, like she's wearing a gorgeous green dress. They look like they come from awards or something like that. Not awards, but they look like they come from somewhere fancy. And here I am. I must hold a paper bag. At Lou underscore Kutu 7212 says, why? You a whole doggy bag because people don't have to see that we're dating. Why this guy like doing this in all his relationships? He does this to the woman.
No, I didn't even know he did it with all his women. That's just weird.
Omunye at blindfold underscore one says, next thing she'll be doing a thread on how she was made to wear a brown bag. You?
I would say duck.
I mean, I think they are. This was in January when he posted this picture. It's only April. Hopefully they're still together. I know a lot can happen in 24 hours, let alone 3 months, but hopefully they are still together, you know?
That is true. Hi, okay. Next. No, Musa, I'm going through his Instagram and it's like...
You're just like, it's whatever.
It's okay. But wait, before we move, next like, person, so these girls agree to... But in paper
that's,
bag.
That's my thing as well. That's like, my thing as well. She is literally the one holding the paper bag.
No, unless he drew at me and said something really, but I'll just be like, don't do it. It's fine. It's okay. We don't have to be playing guessing games.
What's the best way to juta you to convince you to put a paper bag over your head?
I don't know. It wouldn't work for me.
Oh, things like that. I want to say 20 million. Mask collecting all those things like transfer a million.
Oh, yeah. That just might make it.
Bonatero, don't let money be your only motivation.
Wow, Bonani, really? So you just waved the 1 million in my face, and when I say I'll take it, you're like, Judas. Ha!
So, seek more in life than money, my child. Seek more.
I will do better. I see you.
I'm just kidding, man. Next on our list is Danelle Chabeling. I'm sure we all remember her quite well. She was an anchor on Blue Couch. Remember Blue Couch was like that current affairs vibe that the OTV had. So Danelle basically grew in her acting career. She ended up playing Angela Mogale on Generations, which we all remember. She was featured on Endgame, Soul City, and recently in 2016, she starred in Mzansi Magic's Ring of Lies. In 2014, she became a mom to a beautiful little girl.
Oh, baton.
Hey. People are growing and they are starting families. And they, you know, when you, even your TV presenters have babies and have families, you must know, with you, Aishem, there was once a time and we were young. Boy, were we young.
She tweeted the other day and said, I can't believe the first time she was on that set, yeah, your TV was 18 years ago. She's like, no, do you want to know how old, how, do you want me to make you feel old? And then she's like, the first time this, the, it was 18 years ago, isn't it?
Hectic. 18 years ago.
We are old.
Was she 10?
I don't know. I want to check.
She was very young then when she started on your TV. But I think with her, it's quite beautiful how her acting career has just stayed steady, you know? She took a hiatus when she had the baby and we didn't see her on our screens much. But when she came back and she did Ring of Lies, and I think she did it with, what's his name? Bokang, I think his name was. He stars on it as well. That show was fire. Mzansi loved it. Mzansi loved her. They loved the storyline. Ring of Lies. I think it even came back for a second season, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that's quite great. You know, it's quite nice knowing you've got a career where like you can dabble in and out of it. Like when you're ready, you can say to them, okay, ntumela ma brief. When you're not, you can be like, you know what? I'm good for now. When you get, when you're ready again, you can be like, send the briefs through.
I think with her, it's more of connections.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's definitely connections because in this industry, I'm going to tell them, yeah, I'm taking a break. Someone's going to replace me. So she still has, maybe has, not connections in the sense that okay, are powerful, but like she has a foot in that industry in the in a way that she can, you know, keep coming in and out.
She has the connections that Kay Yams wishes she had.
Yo, I was so shady in this house. Yes, essentially.
The ones that can get people in and out of venues.
Yes, because I mean, you know how the how horrible our industry is. And then for you to just say, I'm going to take a break, that's a luxury. Unless you've got enough money, you're married to someone who's moneyed, but like there is no, I'm just going to like not audition. You know, there's always the next best person. So,
well. Yeah, that's very true. I love how you just said there is no, I'm just not going to audition. There is a queue of people waiting to replace you in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. And it's nice that, I mean, like with most of the people who are on your TV, they're behind the scenes. So it's nice to be like, call in a favor.
Yeah, yeah, that's you know very what? True.
My baby's 6 months now, so I'm thinking of coming back. So please be on the lookout. And then you're friends with a casting director.
Save me from this baby.
So next
on the list is Hulisani. Next on the list is Hulisani Sisi Ravele. She remember she was in a relationship with Sypho. I think it ended in about 2017. At some point, she even became the voiceover for V Entertainment. And
yes,
all
for the
of
time.
South Africa loved her. Loved her voiceovers
too.
On V Entertainment. They were so sarcastic. They were so spicy. Recently, she was a presenter on 947, which I think ended in April.
It ended.
At the beginning of this month. I think so. I think her slot ended. I remember seeing pictures of her saying last show.
Damn.
Yeah. But I don't think it's all that bad. It seems like she's got a new show on BBC Lifestyle called Lifestyle Lounge Sessions.
I just love her brand.
Geni Lego BBC. Yeah, her brand is very good. Mason Geni Lego BBC. A BBC Pela is an international brand.
Oh yeah, I see.
You're not playing in small waters anymore. You are in a bigger pond and you are in a whole other league of competition. But I do agree with you. She's got a great brand. I mean, when the whole breakup happened with her and Sifo, it seemed like a whole lot of South Africans were behind Cece, like we didn't even know what had happened, and they kept saying it was a mutual breakup, but all of us were just like, we're behind Cece, we love Cece, we with you. And remember, she even went from being Cece, and she did a whole press release changing from Cece to Hulisani, asking us that we call her by her her birth name, which I think is quite great for that. Yeah, no, she really did. She put out a statement saying now on she's going to be known as Hulisani Ravele and not Cece anymore. A great symbol of decolonization, you know?
Yes, a great one. And that's when she owned up being Venda, and that's when she took over that platform or that space.
You know, she took over that platform.
Yeah.
I mean, before she got on to 947, she was on Capricorn, and Capricorn is broadcast in Limpopo areas, you know, for people who live in those regions.
Yes.
And I think it came as a result of her really, really embracing her roots and who she is.
Yes. No, I love it for her. I'm glad she changed it. Like, I almost forgot she used to be called Cece.
Yeah, me too. I also just love the fact that she's still in the industry. I think this is someone who was doing really well when she was on YoTV. Uh-huh. And she really is talented. Like, those voiceovers on V Entertainment were very good. And when you listen to her on radio, she has got great energy. She laughs a lot on radio. Like, listening to her is listening to it's a jam. She's just laughing.
Yeah,
we're laughing.
Yeah, I've heard her on 94.
Yeah. So I'm quite glad that she's stuck out in the entertainment industry. And I wish her all the best. I hope that she keeps on rising.
Yeah.
The next one we have is the beautiful Xhosa lady, Khanya Mkhangisa. Now, she was a YoTV presenter, and eventually she delved into acting a lot more and did a little bit of presenting still thereafter. She starred on Rockville, and she even replaced Zizo Chwete on Seli Matunzi. But she's also gone on to star on Isiting or High Rollers. And remember when she was the lead on Intersections? I think it was the second season of Intersections. With Pila Matlingozi as well. Niatandana, Jenna. I used to love that show.
I didn't watch it as much.
Oh, that intro, that line was always in the intro of Intersections in the second season. And I think whoever was editing that show loved it. I also loved it. recently, she's going to be starring in a show called Blood Psalms that's going to be coming to television sometime soon. I mean, there was that whole scandal of hers that we once spoke of where she was calling police women bitches and stuff due to being under the influence and driving under the influence. But the industry seems to have forgiven her. Hey, she didn't get cancelled for that.
Definitely.
It seems like the arrest was her call out, and then she learned her mistake, and then that was that, you know?
But no. But also like that temper, and then I don't want to say aggression. I've seen it before. Like before this video, there was also another video that went viral. You can tell that she's very bitey, generally. So I think some people, like me, for instance, if Dineo Ranaga does something, people are just like, okay, Dineo, it's fine. With her as well. Ooh, like people didn't people didn't give it that. Like it was like, oh, hectic. But it was just like, okay. Or maybe they were looking at the man in the mirror, because drinking and driving in South Africa. So maybe it's one of the two. You never know.
Yeah. It's like, thank God it was her, not me, because it could have easily been me.
Exactly.
You know, what's quite interesting about what you say, is the fact that I know someone that you know as well, mind you, who was trying to work their way into Selimathunzi, and they gave me a whole lot of tea and a whole lot of shade about the presenters.
I really can make tea after this episode so we can unwind. No, for me,
we definitely will.
I definitely, like, for me, from reading, like, her vibes, like, from just encounters, I don't know what else I've seen where I've saw that she's very, like, Then I'm like, okay, yeah. She's very, yeah. So maybe that's why she wasn't cancelled. So I feel like all the cancelled cultures have exceptions.
Yes, exactly, which is another, we should have mentioned that, Izolo.
Yeah.
In last week, I mean, to say it's episode.
Yeah.
But the tea in the rumors that I've heard about her behavior on Selimathunzi ties back to that whole what you're saying right now, you know, like there's a track record and this person had yeah. So I mean, it's quite interesting. It's worth the discussion after this episode. Yeah, hopefully we're gonna see. I can't wait to see Blood Psalms. I can't wait to see her acting. And
how's her acting,
I don't know
generally?
If she's still on. I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't think she's a Tusombedu. I don't think, she's, a Masasa, you know, but also I don't think she's mediocre as well, you know, I think she's quite all right. I don't have a memorable performance of hers, you know, where I can say, oh, you know, this character she killed and all of that, you know.
Touche. Yeah.
The next on our list is Shadae Gilbert.
My favorite.
Is she your favorite?
Yes.
She relocated to the UK. Interestingly enough, right now, she has her own line of eyewear. And now she stars in a show called It's 5 o'clock Somewhere. It's a show in the UK. It shines a spotlight on arts, culture, and music, and does so from the millennials' perspective.
I've always loved her.
I watched a snippet of it.
How was it?
And I quite enjoy it. It's nice seeing Shadae on your screen and presenting again. I will not lie. When I was watching it, that was the one thing I was excited about, was just watching her like deliver a link and do an intro. Because there was that much love for them, you know, like just seeing any of them presenting again and stuff like that. It's quite fun to watch them do it, especially because, but Nico, your TV, you know?
That is so true. I'm so happy looking at her. I'm just like, I can't believe. Like, I'm telling myself, I wish I want to just watch, like, one episode of Yo TV just to see, like, how life changes. See, cool, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Next on the list.
You didn't mention she's part of the LGBTQ.
Yes, which was great representation for SABC One back then, you know?
Yes.
Diversity vibes. I mean, not to say that it's not important.
When we were younger, we didn't know what that is.
Exactly. But also, do you even remember feeling like, Shadae is part of LGBTQI+ when you saw her back then?
No,
I don't even think my brain was that far, you know?
At the most, I would have, maybe if I heard other kids, I'd be like, oh, okay, tomboy, at most. If you classify
her. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, oh, LT. No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. The next one we have on our list is Sipho Sifo Ngwenya. Now, Sipho
looks so nice without those dreads.
He does. He ended up being on Generations. Remember, he played Ajax on Generations.
Yeah, Ajax.
People used to have issues about his acting skills when he was on Generations, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, he also starred in Rockville and ended up becoming the junior commissioning editor at Mzansi Magic. I don't know if he's still got that role right now.
Probably
but
still
I can tell you that he is studying towards an MBA at the Gordon Institute of Business, which I think, talk about career change. A master's in business administration. Like, who would have thought? From someone who was being a presenter, wasn't he also like a rapper and doing music
at
some point?
And he was also, isn't he like, what's her name? Ngiyasifela his manager.
Oh, Tabsi.
Yes, that's he's the manager. Oh, he's the one who discovered her. Someone like behind the scenes.
I was wondering why she was all over his profile so much. I'm like, hey, but was it Wamu poster nang umuntu? Kanti he was the manager.
Yes, he is. So he is a lot of folks behind the scenes. That's what I like about most of them. Like, they're not always, like, they're not in your face. Even if they are presenting here and there, but, like, behind the scenes, they're doing something.
I think also you might find that this business degree that he's studying is to better his management skills, you know?
100%, yes.
Or manage, or better his business in music skills.
That would be, that would be smart. Already invested so much time, might as well.
Yeah, that's very true. He ended up getting married in November 2020. Everyone loved it. People were congratulating him on social media. Some people were still asking about Cece. Why would you fucking do that? I am getting married. Why would you come on my post and comment about Hulisani, you know?
Right.
That's, once again, neither here nor there.
Part of life.
Yeah. It's part of life. That's Sipho currently studying towards a degree in business and is married. I wonder if he's going to be having any children. Do you think this year is going to end with him having a child?
Yeah.
On the way.
We're spending way too much time at home with the partners. And if you're also if you're working from home and your partner's working from home, guys, there's going to be a lot of babies from these 2 years. I promise you.
You know, my dad said the same thing to me. He's like, listen, the situation that you are in, there's only one thing that can come from it, and that's babies. I'm like, no, Mr. X, never. That's just... He's like, Bongan.
Yeah, and one thing about you, you're healthy, so everything is going to be pure. Guys, let's change the topic.
Next on the list is Selai Tobakhale. Now, I couldn't find much about Selai. Do you remember Selai on your TV though?
No. There's some people I don't remember.
So Selai was she was tiny, she was petite, she had I want to say something, but I don't want to be mean. You know what? No, let me not say it. Mm. But she was quite tiny. She was quite petite. She had a great big smile. And you're still not remembering her. Okay. Well, anyways, she ended up co-founding something called the Strategy Network. And she also graduated from the Berlin School of Creative Leadership.
Wow.
She also started something called the Selai Tea, which seems to be a space for holistic health, where she is speaking about spiritual growth and just chakras. She's a chakrahan in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
Your people.
My people.
That's Selai. There's not much more I found on Selai, you know?
Yeah, that's weird that I don't even remember her. But yeah.
And the very, very last person on our list is Merica Monamodi.
Hey, Merica.
Now, we all know what happened on Merica's life. She left from being in front of the camera to behind the camera and actually became a producer on YoTV, I think, itself. Yeah, a producer for YoTV and some of the contents that YoTV had. She eventually then started a YouTube channel and eventually left her producing gig to go be an English teacher in South Korea, which is something she's still doing right now. So, so interesting. Different careers, people we were watching on our television screens who we thought would be presenters for forever ended up being teachers in South Korea, going to business school, doing creative leadership courses, and so much more. We do have two more people on the list. Oh, do you want to say something about Merica?
Yes, I wanted to mention that we forgot to mention that she did study accounting in UJ.
Oh, did she? Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
So, yeah.
Yes, she did.
Well done, Merica. Yes, you.
Well done, Merica. We do have two others on the list. Unfortunately, these are
presenters who have passed on. We will all remember them. Osibusiso Radebe, he had cancer in 2018, and eventually he passed away in 2020. And Akumzi Jezile, who also passed away from a car accident. I'm not too sure of the year. I think it was 2018 as well. Not too sure. May their souls rest in peace. We will definitely remember them, especially us 90s babies who grew up watching them on our TV screens every week after school and every Saturday morning. It was always fun connecting with these people. I'm so glad to see some of them stayed in the entertainment industry, and I'm shining and praising those that went to go try out new things and really discovered who they are and what it is they really like to do and didn't just hog space for the sake of, oh, I've always been a presenter and I'll keep on doing this, even though my heart is not in it anymore, you know?
Yes, that is so true. Yo,
so all the best of luck to them. Yeah.
I do remember Sly. I used to like her. I didn't know, I didn't remember her name. And I looked at a picture. I'm like, actually, I used to like her a lot.
Yeah, Sly, I used to like her as well. She was quite unique. She had a unique voice as well.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, all the best to them. Hopefully their careers are going to keep on growing. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see one reunion episode or something, you know?
That would be nice.
But to tune in, we are taking it retro. We're going to host a YoTV episode like we used to in the past, old scripts.
Oh my goodness.
And everything like that.
And all the 90s kids gather like that morning and just watch it like in our pajamas. That would be so nostalgic. I like that idea. I doubt the people at SABC would be that creative. They dare them to be that creative. This is barely an idea. That would be nice.
That really would be nice. I know I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's it for our deep dive today. I told you we're going to do more of these Where Are They Now lists. So you better stick around throughout the year for even more of those. Punsa, did you enjoy that?
Yes, I definitely did. It made me so nostalgic and it also made me feel so old.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best of both worlds. Yeah. Hannah Montana said.
Camp Rock. Yes, I hear you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I think let's leave it there and let's get into some more of the show, you know?
You guys are, you're it. It. I'm so enjoying this podcast.
All right. You have been beautifully, authentically, with passion.
Hey, Tuna.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting news.
It's been a wonderful year. Honestly, you've been my favorite virtual friend, specifically in the podcast world.
You guys are shady.
I'm honestly excited for more.
I'm here for it. Keep going. It's really going to grow. I believe in this.
What do they call themselves? Punsa and B Tenacity. Congratulations, beautifuls.
Word on the street.
Here we go again.
Oh, what a show it's been. Earlier on, we asked you what is stopping you from achieving the best version of yourself. And mina bengivumelene nomunye umuntu who said, procrastination is the wall that is stopping them from getting to the other side. That's definitely me. I think I've also got a sense of laziness as well, Bonatejo. Like that is definitely something. Yeah, like, you know, I've noticed what I do is I work hard on the things that aren't urgent. But what's urgent is I push on my last minute. And then it always just looks like you're working hard, you know? But there's a huge sense of laziness where day after day after day after day after day, you just procrastinate and you procrastinate and you procrastinate and you procrastinate. But yeah, that's just my views on it.
The lady mentioned earlier on is like, usually that's because we get in our heads.
Like,
that project that is procrastinated is usually like, the one that's like personal to you, like some things just come naturally. Oh, I'm doing the rewind, but I'm doing it with sponsors, this. But your own personal goal that you're like, okay, I really want to do it. It's gonna end up being a TV show. You're just like, hey, Hey, maybe it's like, plus my camera's broken. I should press this. Plus what? Hey,
no, but that is but very
weirdly, I would never describe you as someone who's lazy to people. So, like, for instance, if someone is like, oh, describe Bongani, I'd be like, the words lazy and procrastinate wouldn't come. I mean, because we talk, I know some things you procrastinate. But, like, generally, I wouldn't, like, put you as someone who's unproductive.
Well, that means I'm hiding it very, very, very well. So, thank you for that slight read. Let's hear what some people have to say.
I think what's challenging me is the doubts that I have within myself. So I tend to like think a lot, and thinking a lot is what really just puts a setback instead of just doing it, you know. And it just sometimes ruins my self-confidence. Knowing inside of me that I know how to do this and I know how to achieve it.
Yep. Self-doubt. You know, someone said something so powerful. We were sitting speaking and we were saying that, oh, you know, I'm such a perfectionist. And that's why I never get things done, because I'm a perfectionist. I want things to be perfect. And this person's like, are you a perfectionist or is it just a terrible, terrible case of self-doubt? And that's what you're doing over and over again. But you sugarcoat it and say, I'm a perfectionist. Mara ulogu yazi doubta, uyazi doubta. Uyazicabanga kayi-two, uyazi-multiplier, uphinde ubuyele ushintshe, because you cannot just stand and be like, you know what, this is what I've done, and this is what I'm going to stand behind, and I'm proud of it, and that's that, like, flaws and all. Like, you say you're a perfectionist, meanwhile, so you're just doubting yourself, and you're just wrapping it up pretty. But I can understand how self-doubt can stop you from achieving the best version of yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes even when you are doing the things that you want to be doing, that you believe you are called to be doing, there sometimes is a sense of imposter syndrome where you ask yourself, am I deserving of what I'm doing? And that is a form of self-doubt in itself, you know?
And especially in spaces and the internet where people are showing you that they do it and you're like, there's so many Michalis, so many Tandi Gamas, all of them guys, all of them. And you're like, with them being there, who am I to be like wanting to think that I could just go from 1,000 followers to the level where don't know the people who are bigger than me. Like, I mean, like for me, someone who really inspires me on a daily is Mbumi. And I'm just like, how? You know what I mean? Like, she's just like the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm just like, how does she get to do it? And you also compare yourself with people like that and make yourself feel inferior. And you're like, I might as well just be a secretary, because not that a secretary is not of, but like, I'll be like, oh my God, that analogy just went south, Punta. But you know what I mean.
I think we should close it there before you offend more people.
Guys, that, and I promise, I'm drinking water.
Sorry to all secretaries out there. Please forgive her, for she knows not what she is doing.
Yes.
Come on!
Word on the street.
Here we go again.
Oh, wow. It's been quite a great episode. Quite a lot. Not as long as our other episodes, but still quite a lot. I enjoyed really looking back at some of our celebrities, our YoTV celebrities, and what they've been up to. I actually forgot to ask you, is there any YoTV star that you follow on Instagram, more specifically?
Just Marika, because she's highly entertaining, but on YouTube.
Okay. Well, I'm following Hulisani. I think I'm also following Mthombeni, Dr. Mthombeni, and Cypher as well. But anyways,
I follow Hulisani on Twitter. Yes, I do.
Any closing words, Punta?
No closing words. You can close us off.
What am I going to close us off with? I really don't know. It's why I'm bigger on the spot, Ganji.
Tell us what's been motivating you. Like, what keeps you going? I always wonder. Like, what is your why?
My why is that
the
deadline is looming and I'm going to look incompetent if I don't meet the deadline. I'm going to look like Hansi Benzak. That is the only reason.
That is so practical. I love it. No, I thank you. I thank you for that. I will definitely apply that to my life today.
Oh, well, not just today. Apply it to the life for the rest of your life, you know?
I will. The deadline is looming. No, but it's just that the difference is that had I asked our producer to tell me what Hawaii is, it would probably be more deep. You know what I mean? Deeper than what you just said. So, thanks for that practical advice.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a great week. To you listening at home, remember you can check us out on our website, therewindpodcast.com. You can send an email to info@therewindpodcast.com and reach us on social media @therewind_SA. Bunta, where can they find you? What's your handle?
It's @Bunta_ on all social media platforms. Yes.
And mine is B_tenacity. Thank you so much for listening. Wherever you are our favorite virtual friend. Bunta, thank you for having me on your podcast.
It was lovely. It was lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @therewind_SA.
And send an email to therewindsa@gmail.com.